and where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Yes, 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 it's time. We all come together. Aha!
Barack Obama.
Yes, we can.
Barack Obama.
We are
Barack Obama.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Galactic Roundtable this Sunday afternoon. I have Tara and Rama here, and maybe Marita will come in later. And happy birthday to Angel Sue.
Greetings.
Greetings.
I'm working on finding some stuff here that Tara asked me about the Blackfoot and Mongolia and what Grand Goddess Lily talked about on the Moorish call today.
Oh, so, wonderful.
Yeah.
Rama, have you seen there's a new spiral in the sky today?
Yeah. And
did you look?
I'm not sure what to make of that spiral. Yet what I have to say is there are many things moving across this planet at the speed of light, and it's no accident these things are going on. At the same time, there are other stories going on about anything but full disclosure, and it has to do with how they create false flag events, like what's going on in Korea. And who's to say? I have yet to talk to someone about that story.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening in Korea is people are having a really hard time.
Yes. And it has to do with all the obfuscation of the truth called we the people in this nation who represent the true original Moabite Washita nation. And it's like pulling teeth in order to get the truth from anything but, you know, what is out there. And, oh my God, it is quite wild. Well, yes.
There was a videotape with Fergie. Apparently she was trying to get someone to buy access to her ex-husband.
Fergie, the former
Duchess?
Yeah. She's, oh my.
There's videos out there this morning. You know, she's in a hotel room with a bottle of wine and a cigarette, and she's talking to someone who was undercover, and they gave her £40,000, and she said, you know, all you have to do is you can make it in with him, and you keep paying me, and you'll have it in with him, and you can get any information you want.
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, Fergie is a wild lady.
Yeah, apparently.
And I'm not sure what to say about, you know, all of that, other than I don't know what to say.
It looked a little pathetic, you know, like maybe she's broke and she's just trying to get some money somehow.
Well, there's there's a story out there, and there's a guy that talks about this kind of stuff on that rock station I come on. His name is Dirty Mike, and he has a website, and he's from actually Hawaii. And it's connected with a website also called superficial.com. And like the name says, that's what this is about, which is the superficiality of the understanding, wherein which I could say that if they're coming up with stories like that in mainstream, that has to do with false flag events going on in other parts of the planet.
Right.
Yeah, which tells me we are moments away from what is about to happen.
I concur.
Yeah.
I want to share some hard news. This happened on December 27th of 2009, and it was Christmas, and everyone was eating turkey at their mother's house, and nobody was paying attention, and this was a big story. And this is from the Washington Post Foreign Service. Seoul, North Korea, leader Kim Jong moved early this month to wipe out much of the wealth earned in the past decade in his country's private markets. As part of a surprise currency reevaluation, the government sharply restricted the amount of old bills that would be traded for the new and made it illegal for citizens to have more than $40 worth of local currency. So in Seoul, North Korea, 5 months ago, They changed the currency from the old bills to the new bills, but they made it illegal for anyone to keep more than $40. So, in other words, he wiped out all of the wealth. He basically wiped out all the bank accounts of anyone who had savings of any kind in North Korea. And so when this happened, then all of a sudden everyone was flat broke, all the citizens were, and they've been struggling with that for the last 5 months. Now they're interested in all these different false flags. They'll tell you anything you'll believe. They'll tell you that North Korea torpedoed the oil rig and it was their fault. Or they'll tell you that North Korea, you know, put a spiral up in Canada. Or whatever you'll believe about North Korea, they'll tell you. They're throwing North Korea into any story. And that's because we don't have access there. We don't get to see the news there. And it's easy to keep sleepy Americans, you know, fed with a little bit of part news. And we're not really looking at the true picture of what's going on there.
No. And it's got to do with the fact that North Korea, Kim Jong-il and all of the people there are under iron fist, and behind North Korea there is China, and you do not mess with China. And right now what is going on, I mean, this is what I heard from the King of Swords. I talked to him today for about a minute or two. And let us just say that the false flag events going on across the planet, including the Gulf oil leak, and like Keith Olbermann said, that's not chocolate syrup. That is serious stuff. And it goes all the way back to Halliburton and Transocean and all of these games that are going on, which are false flag events that have to do with the healing of Mother Earth right now, and all of the issues that are at hand in the sense of trying to create anything but the true story of Shambhala and Agartha coming together and healing, because that is the original story.
That's right.
Where we all came from. And back at the time of Atlantis stories, let us just say that, you know, one side decided to play on the light side, one side decided to play on the dark side, and here we are, full circle. And this is why there's something called freespeech.org, worldlink.org. These are the places where you'll hear the real news, not from the talking heads that are coming from Fox News and the other heads out there. And it has to do with how you have to go and dig for the news. That's why it's become grassroots at the level like Chris Hayes sitting in for Rachel and Jeremy Scahill getting out there and Greg Palast. Reports for the BBC News, and he doesn't get seen over here at all unless you get the BBC version of the news that comes direct from London, not BBC USA.
Right.
And, I mean, this is why he gets on shows like Mike Papantonio and Bobby Kennedy, Ring of Fire, along with their friend, oh, I can't think of his name. I'll spit his name out in a second or so. But it is all about, you know, the blending of the different nations to try to dumb us down to two strands of DNA instead of 144,000 times 10,000 times 10,000.
Right. They don't go to any trouble. I mean, they don't try to put out the real news. They'll give you a clip with a sound bite that just 15 seconds before what really happened that was important, and they won't show you that other part. So I have to go around and listen to YouTubes and go through 35 minutes of listening before I can find a clip that had the real news in it to show people the thread of what's going on with the news. And if I just pulled the first thing I saw, it would be the same junk they're putting out on mainstream TV.
Right. Yeah.
And this thing in North Korea, what happened was they were buying goods cheap from China, and then they had open-air markets, and everybody's grandmother went out there with a little cigar box and started selling cheap goods from China and actually making money. And there was a little capitalism starting in North Korea. They were starting to make their own money because these were not the state. They were leaving their state jobs and moving out into the free market, and they didn't like that, so they put an end to it. They put out new money, and they took away everything else.
That's right.
What I can say about the rest of the news is it's like we've been in news blackouts before, and it's really been bad the last 2 days. There's nothing out there.
Well, there is news out there, yet it is that you have to dig for it. And it's the news of what is going on that's not being told by the biggest levels. I heard a story today on, what was it, Radio Lab out there, and they were talking about the Oriental people, and there was this segment called I Am That I Am. And this Oriental man came on, and I know that's, I would just say this was a man that was from China, and he was second generation, born in San Francisco, and his parents are from the Cantonese area. I don't want to sound disrespectful, yet I don't know enough about China to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know what to say about. I mean, is there a place named, you know, a Cantonese province, or these people, they speak that language of Cantonese?
Yeah, I think it's in the south. West of China. I could be still wrong, although that has a lot to do with Nasara, everyone.
And
there is a program called the Nations Program.
Yeah.
And it deals with all of China, including the part of China that it has people living as Mongolians. And I don't know where you are because I just got here, so I don't want to interrupt.
I'm trying to find that information.
Oh, well, just
yeah.
Rama, I know you're telling a story, but Big Will is waiting. Should we let him ask a question?
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Big Will. I can't hear you yet.
Hello, can you hear me?
Thank you, yes. Now we can. Yes.
Okay, well, great. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to Angel Sue. We wish you well, and we love you very much. I want to say hello to Beth, Rama, and Tara, and Marita Roberts, wherever she's at. My question is directed to Rama. Rama, we know that Hillary is on her way to China as of today. And I understand that the war machine is setting up in the Mediterranean Sea. And I'm just kind of wondering, why are those war machines or those boats and tankers all over there, what are they trying to prove or what's happening? Could you give me some insight? Thank you.
Oh, Could you please repeat the question? I'm sorry. I'm trying to do too many things at once and nothing at all. I'm very sorry.
Okay. Once again, I want to say that Hillary Clinton is on her way to China. She has a meeting with the Chinese, and I understand that we have warships over in the Strait of Hormuz and in the Mediterranean Sea. What's going on with that? Is it because of what's going on in Iran, or is Hillary up to her old tricks again?
I will say Hillary is up to her old tricks again, and the King of Swords, I spoke with him for about 60 seconds, or almost 20, I mean, a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, and the understanding in which there are false flag events going on that are creating realities wherein which the UN Security Council is being activated and talked about. And this has to do with the fact that something occurred over there in North Korea. And I don't know if they created a false flag event like Gulf of Tonkin, yet this smells of this. And I will just say that what the King of Swords told me, all of this has to do with anything and everything but full disclosure, first contact. And he is with the Syrian commander and his family this morning, this afternoon, at this time. And he said that we are discussing matters so deep, it is at the same time the same kind of stuff you're talking on that Moorish call. And understand, we are about to get what we've been waiting for. And the real news out there is about first contact, full disclosure. Anything else has to do with the obfuscation and the cover-up, because they're afraid. They're deathly afraid they're about to be found out by their events that are creating instability in the structure of this dimensional reality. This is why I think that there are spirals showing up, whether it is piggybacked on scalar waves or these are actual portals showing up. Yet the understanding is that they need to create a big event, as big as 9/11, to focus everything in one area so that there are not little hanging parcels of other stories which they don't want to get out there. And that has to do with our friends in white called Ashtar and Sananda, who have the real story, and it's about love them even more. And
well, thank you, Rama. There's a second question that's really burning with me. And my second question is this. Concerning about President Obama, after the announcements are made, what position will he hold after the announcements? I pass the talking stick.
He is the commander-in-chief. He was lawfully placed there by we the people. This is why they are so pissed. Sarah Palin and John McCain did not make it. This is why the random number generators and all the Orbies, all the Ormies, showed up in Grant Park the night of the election, because it has to do with we the people, planet Earth, said that we the people want peace. Now it is the time for peace and love. And this has to do with the stories that are being created for fear, nothing else. And the energies are really wonky as we approach this full moon. And this coming full moon on Thursday is a full moon in Sag. This is my moon, in a sense, in my chart. I have a Sag moon. And the understanding of which what is going on out there is they are desperate to do something, which is called terrorism. And there is nothing scary except looking at your own face out there. And if you look a little scaly around the gills, it's because you're part of the problem and not part of the solution. And at the same time, what I have to say is it has to do with how we heal this.
Okay, I want both of those off, though. I want to read this.
Yeah. What I want to say, though, that this is not what I'm looking for.
Well, I don't care. I want to read something to say right now about it.
Oh.
Okay. I wanted to tell you, everybody, because this question about Korea, has to do with Nasara, and it has to do with Nasara in the sense that Hillary has been the number one individual that has been preventing Nasara, even over Bush Sr. Bush Sr. has been senile for a very, very long time. And remember, he's about 34 clones removed from who he is. And Hillary has always been assigned, you might say, the dirty work, in the sense that they told her, as she didn't do that, that they would have her killed. And it was because they got her when she got caught killing her lover, Vince Foster, in 1993. And the CIA knows she did it. And all so, right. Yes?
When was the last time you saw Bush Sr. in public doing anything?
Well, I saw him on Larry King Live with Babs Bush a while back. Both sitting there, and I'll just tell you, that was a story just to look at those two sitting there.
The last I remember him was in the Obama Oval Office, and he was there with Jimmy Carter, the other Bush, and some other ones.
What were they doing?
I can't remember what that occasion was. I have a picture of them standing there in President Obama's office.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to go back to this because the largest Nasara program of all 78 programs is called the Nations Project. And all of the gold certificates of all the people that live in China were put into they put their hat into the ring, meaning they put it into the hedge funds. And they bet against the future of the lives of every child from that nation. And all of the nations that emerged from that nation, and that's a lot of nations. And I'll just say this, that we learned something about this morning, because Lord Jamal said that the Moabite people over here, he said they categorize them in one name, and they call them Blackfoot. And yet there are 15 or 16 or more or less, just in and around the teens there, of a whole bunch of different tribes that came from Mongolia and China and over there. And they were running for their lives across all of Eurasia. During the time of the Huns, Attila the Hun and Kublai Khan and Genghis Khan, these were Mongolian barbarians that were a bit uppity, and they were just taking heads off of even their own people in terms of factions. So anyway, they attempted to escape, and they settled farther and farther west from China, all the way into countries where there were white people already, as they, remember, there were never any white people until they did the experiment of taking the melanin out of the skin in order to cover up the people that they wanted to be in rulership. And that means just a small portion of them, too. And they went to the 13 families, number one. And that's where they made the white experiment, remembering that the European nobles, before they were white, they were all black. Okay, so now we've got them escaping when they came and invaded Europe, then they came across the pond. So here we've got Mongolians all the way up in the Pacific Northwest called Blackfoot. And 13 or 14 or more tribes are peoples that the history was completely eviscerated from the records. And so I want to read to you this front, just this section.
I know there's people.
I know, and I'm not done.
Okay.
So let's go back. Okay, so here they have a main index for North American non-natives. And then they also have North American natives. And so I'm going to read the natives first.
This is from what source, Tara? This is important. What is this from?
It's called, what's the name of the website,
well,
honey?
This is not, what I'm trying to say is
it's
that.
It's what I need.
I know, but this is not exactly, I didn't get to complete with this search here that what I'm trying to find.
That's okay. We'll do that later. We want to do this first. What's the name of this website?
It's like it's a PDF file that opened up.
Okay, well, here's what the PDF file says.
Okay.
I don't know how to get to it. All that, it just opened up. So, it's called, these are the North American natives. Eskimo, which is also called Generalia. That means, okay, I think it means that there's many peoples within the title of Eskimo. That's what that means. Arapaho, Assiniboine, Athabascans.
I'm sure you said.
Meaning they were here before everybody else.
See, Middle East, you want to know India,
I know,
Asia.
I don't want to do that right now. I want to do this right now.
Okay.
Then you can print the whole thing out, sweetheart. Okay, can you please stay there?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's on the phone. Just leave it alone for a minute, please. Okay, Blood Blackfoot. And Lord Jamal spoke about this. And he said that all of the peoples of the Moabite Nation, meaning before all of this experiment was done, were O negative. That means Mongolians are O negative, and they are the ancestors, along with all kinds of tribal people, nations that came from them. And they came from them, and they blended across all of Eurasia, and then came to America. So this is Blood Blackfoot, meaning O negative. Cajuns, Cherokee, Cheyenne, Chippewans, Apache, Chiricahuas, Comanche, Crow, Dakota, Flathead, Gros Ventre, Hopi, Hupa, H-U-P-A, Huron, Ingalik, Copper Inuit, Inupiat, Iroquois, Kaska, Kiowa Apache, Klamath, Kootenai, Kwakiuto, Lakota, Menominee, Mojave, Montagnia Nais, Naskapi, Navajo, Nuptka, Ojibwa, Omaha, Osage, Papago, Pawnee, Paiute, Point Barrow, Pomo, Powhatans, Kipi, Q-I-P-I, Quinault, Q-U-I-N-A-U-L-T, San Ildefonso, San Poyil, Seminole. What did you say, honey?
San Ildefonso is one of the pueblos here in New Mexico.
Yeah, it's just about a half hour north of here, between Pewaukee and Española.
Actually, it's south. It's on the way
out. They have
out,
one up there, though. They have one in the mountains up to the left when we go past Pewaukee. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a roundabout
that's right.
way.
Yeah, well, they're there. Okay, so there are many places in New Mexico. Okay. Omaha, Osage, Papago, Pawnee, or where were we? Quinault, Q-U-I-N-A-U-L-T, San Ildefonso, San Poyil, S-A-N-P-O-I-L, Seminole, that's Florida, everybody. Debbie, you live right in the middle of it. Shoshone, Shuswap, Sioux, S-I-O-U-X, and Tinglit, Tolowa, Ute, Hualapai, Yokuts, Y-O-K-U-T-S, Yurok, Y-O-U-Y-U-R-O-K, and Zuni. Those are the North American natives. That covers North Amexum as well. That means from Mexico to Northern Canada, everyone. Those are the people that the white Anglos, who had been an experiment of the former Moabite people of the nobles of Europe, the rulers then, those peoples, the 13 families people that created the white skin in all of their families, they stole the land from all of these people. And all of these people emerged in terms of their Moabite origins. They go back across the sea all the way to Mongolia. Now we're going to have to study that because now what we're saying is because they called all these peoples Indians, they got it into this idea that India was the origin of the Indians. And so we've got a lot to shift in our consciousness. And the Mongolians are extremely dark people, and they have very rugged hair, is the way they put it. And I also learned something this morning. When they did the experiment of the whites, they did not create the same hair. And it's not called hair. It's actually called fur. And the fur of the white people is that long-haired, smoother stuff like we have. We actually don't have hair. We have fur on our heads, those of us who are white. We're going to get over a lot of stuff when we undercover this. And know all these questions about do we have to become, you know, Washita/Moabite? Do we have to? Well, let's just say that's what we are. Whether we're white now, that was just a mere experiment to cover up our true bloodline. And it's all going to be explained now in this whole index. There's going to be tons of stuff for us to learn. And I will just say that Rama was sent to Mongolia before he even went to Tibet or India. And before he even got to Mongolia, he had taken a plane ticket with all the money he had saved. As soon as he got his number to go to the Vietnam War, and when he went and got his number, it was a number 5 out of L.A., which meant he was going unless he did something else. And what the
else? Did something else.
Yeah, he did. And what he did is he saved all his money, and he hitchhiked across the United States, and he got a ticket from New York, and he went over to London. And then he, how did you get from London to Paris? Did you take a plane?
I hitchhiked.
How can you hitchhike across? Did you get on a boat? Huh?
Let's just say I got some help from some friends.
Oh, so you took Rama took a ship, all right. It was a starship. Thank you. Okay, so then from Paris, he did hitchhike over the ground. And he hitchhiked all through Europe, including just about everywhere. And then he went across the Berlin Wall. He went through there. And Checkpoint Charlie. And he got into Russia. And remember, his people are from Russia. And the Russian Mongols and the Chinese Mongols share Mongolia. I'm just going to say that's a border place there. So even though Rama's skin is white, that's not the true color of that skin at all. This is pretty interesting. Okay, so then he went down through the all of Bulgaria, you might say the Indo-European countries. Bulgaria, what else is in there? Romania, Transylvania, Yugoslavia, Greece.
All the Eastern Bloc countries.
All of the Eastern Bloc countries.
The Balkans.
All of the Balkan states. Herzegovina, Sarajevo,
Bosnia.
Kosovo, Bosnia. All these people, when you go all the way back across, and you follow the Indo-European bloodlines, and you go all the way across, we're going to Asia again, and you get back to China, Mongolia, and we're and then, of course, the Japanese are all part of that, too, as well as the Koreans. And so the story about Masara and Moabite are identical, and that's what's being uncovered financially. Masara covers the economic financial high treason of the entire world economic system, being brought into the power structure of a group of people that have been denying their heritage from the very beginning. And so every white person now is sitting here listening to their heritage of themselves being Moabite, by listening to this bigger story. And we must understand how to speak this language called mother's language, Moabite language. And the thing about this story, we heard this before, right? We heard that all the archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Gabriel,
and I have
Ariel, yes.
And I have to say that when we step down from Elohai to Elohim, the names and the stories got changed, and the EL at the end of the name was twisted because of the language that got stepped down from Solex Mall, the original pictographic language, to English and the other stories. And what happened was they took El Moria and on, in the sense the EL comes at the beginning of the name rather than at the end of the name, like Superman's father, Jor-El. And Superman, his name from Krypton is Ka-El. The name at the E-L, at the end of the name, was tied in with the Elohim as opposed to Elohi. And that,
oh, well, then I'm going to tell the biggest
like
story.
Elizabeth.
Okay, now that gives me a hit, because when we went to Elohim, we lost our gifts. In other words, when the Anunnaki did their experiment and created this cover-up, and what they did is they reduced our abilities greatly by including animal DNA and making us, you might say, very, 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 very limited in terms of being able to get beyond death, in terms of the physical body. They cut it off. They cut it out of our DNA. And they cut it out of their own DNA, you might say, permanently, in terms of the way that they programmed their own people. And they had a program that was very, very, very brutal. It was against the mother energy so much from birth, because they programmed them to be homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the DNA. They reversed the cults, and they did it on purpose, because they did everything they could think of to, even when women came in, they would be more men than women in their DNA codes. So it was the only saving grace was woman would, as the more supple body created now and evermore, no matter what, the woman would have to dig deeper than the men. And they could, because their body still was shaped to receive creation chambers, even though they used them for absolutely wrong things. In other words, the reason that the teabaggers are so pro not having a woman have a choice over the determinant of the child inside those womb spaces is because they have been using those womb spaces to create these babies in a way in which is absolutely obscene. And I'll just say, are you looking for Blackfoot, and what's that?
No, this is the Russian Pravda. I'm looking to see about the spiral. And UFOs start to appear in Moscow on a regular basis. This means full disclosure, first contact is going on. And Mr. Putin, along with Mr. Obama, are going to announce the presence of the Ashtar Command.
Mm-hmm.
And they
and
are going
to... today.
They are going to have to stand aside and hand the talking stick over to our friends, who will just say, like Klaatu said, it is as we join together, Earth Mother will make it. Will you make it? Of course we will make it, because we have made the choice. We are one. And this is about in the name of love, like Mr. Bono said.
Mm-hmm.
And I pass the talking stick to you.
Okay.
Tara.
Yes, because I want to complete this whole thing that...
And we also have a caller waiting, too.
Oh.
That's been...
We have two calling.
Okay, well, I'll complete when I'm done with the calls. Let's go on after that.
Alan.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you thank you for the time. I was hoping I wouldn't... bust up the thread of the thought, but then the synchronicity and what Rama just got to talking about, so now it's perfect. And I'd like your folks' take on this. 9:30 this morning here in Oakland, I was sitting outside having some coffee, and a couple of crows made a pass right over me and peeled off to my right. And little did I know they were probably trying to get my attention. When I noticed them kind of in the distance flying, there was a third, what I thought was a crow, flying near them. I looked closer, and I thought it was some kind of odd parallax or something, and there were like what I thought was a crow, there were a couple of glistening reflections. Now, I happened to have a pair of binoculars. I just reached inside because I wanted to know what the heck was that, you know. So there wasn't a cloud in the sky. It's a perfect morning, no chemtrails, nothing. I looked at it, and the best description I have to explain what I saw, I don't know if you folks are familiar with stingrays that swim in the ocean. It was like a stingray that was literally floating and swimming, in a swimming-like motion, with two light blue lights on either on each of those quote-unquote fins or whatever. Now, it was meandering west to east, and my approximate was coming right over East Oakland. I'm kind of right in the middle of Oakland. And it was, there was no doubt about it. And I tried to figure out, well, just what the heck it was, because I've never seen anything on it, and I don't know any man-made object that can do something like that. Now, as it was meandering, there was a military intelligence plane that was monitoring it that showed up, and it disappeared in this line of trees. But I saw it like almost for a minute straight, and there's no doubt in my mind what I saw. It was one of the strangest things I ever witnessed. And anybody who was looking up, it looked like a bird that was reflecting, but I had the binoculars and I saw what I saw. Now, momentarily after that, a few minutes, there were all kind of planes that were showing up, making passes, and I don't know, right near me too, almost like they knew I saw what I saw. And 10, 15 minutes after that, there was this huge armada of choppers. And some of them were huge, almost like the type of officials get in. I've never seen an armada like that, too. So something's going on over here. And just what Rama was talking about, and then the synchronicity coming on and seeing the UFO spiral coming on YouTube or whatever. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe this is a message, hang tight, because I went deep yesterday, and I said, Harry, you know, and so, you know, this, I've seen a few things decloak here, but the last time was months and months and months ago. So what I was witnessing, and it was huge because I saw the response to that, and it was big. So have you folks seen anything like that? Can you give me some kind of take? I passed the talk instead.
Rama, do you want to tell that story from today? That was pretty big. Did you mute out there, Rama? Alan, what I can say is
I'm sorry.
Hi. What Alan was wanting to know if you had anything to share that was unusual, and what I asked you was, do you want to share that story from today about the timeline that you saw?
I watched a timeline ripple across a main drag, and I watched the timeline.
Well, what did it look like?
It looked like a ripple that went across a six-lane highway, and I watched two cars collide, and there was a rollover on our main drag that goes through Santa Fe. Two cars roll, and I mean, this was huge because, you know, there were about 30 cops that showed up out of nowhere. And I pulled off to the side of the road, and I was in a gas station sitting in the driveway, and I was going to turn right. And because I went and turned and kind of made a U-turn and got into the gas station and got to the driveway, and I put the signal on and I was turning right, and I watched this ripple. And I watched the ripple go across the highway, and this one car that was in the right lane just moved right into the left lane, and there was a car right beside it, and he had a signal on the guy that was moving into the left lane, yet it almost seemed, and he was a lowrider, and I have nothing against lowriders. Our car looks like a lowrider kind of too, yet I'm trying to say that I grew up with lowriders. I mean, this is part of my culture.
That kind of discussion is really, it kind of doesn't really, it's not a good word.
No.
It has a negative.
The Hispanic community with the custom cars. And what I'm trying to say is this one man went into the left lane, and there was a car right beside him, and what happened is as he went into the left lane and he was turning, he had a signal on, this other car right alongside him kind of fell behind, yet it sped up, and they collided, and the one car that began the left turn, his wheels were so far turning that he began to roll, and he did a series of three rolls, and as this happened, the ripple across the lanes happened, and literally it was that someone had taken their curtain, a cosmic curtain, and had shaken the curtain, and the curtain went like you would do with dominoes. And I mean, I was in the gas station and I just sat there and witnessed it, and then I went and made right-hand turn and went the back roads to where I was going because I didn't want to do the main drag because the energies are that wonky. And as I left the scene, what I saw with my vision is I saw thousands and thousands of angels just showing up right there on the ground. And it was a scene right out of Touched by an Angel where these angels physically just started showing up, and they just started putting their hands on the people in the cars. Mm. And I just went the opposite direction and said, Mother, Father, God, Ho'oponopono.
Yeah. How come you went the opposite direction?
Because there were so many cops that were starting to block the roads off. I didn't want to get in the way.
Oh.
It just, you know, they have a thing where they just start.
Were people killed?
I don't think people were killed. I think that it just, they rolled three times and the car landed on its wheels. And interestingly enough, there was no damage. I mean, the car looked like it was completely okay, yet there was a little bit of glass from a taillight that was in front of the car. And I mean,
so did everybody just get out of the car okay?
Everybody got out of the cars, and they all started talking. And 30 cops showed up,
holy
and I just
cow.
Said, I'm out of here because I don't want to have to answer any questions because
okay.
It upset me. I just need to say upset.
Watching it?
Yes.
Well, what was that part that upset me?
The part that upset me was just watching how intense the energies are right now.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to share that I had a little bit of a different experience today, but it was as intense. I've had a lot of difficulty with my energy and staying in my body, and I was kind of lying in the fetal position, you know, asking to be taken up, you know, just for some relief for 45 minutes or a little bit of a rest, because I could feel the energies were so strong. And then I got off of that, I started feeling a little bit better, and I get a call from Rama saying he's witnessing the timeline shifting in front of his eyes. And while I was on the phone hearing that story from Rama, I'm getting a text from Tony D saying a spiral has opened in Canada last night. And if this isn't a sign that things are changing, then Alan calls us this morning and says, I saw what I saw. Has anyone else seen anything else? So if you have felt something, experienced something, or see something, give us a call now. Tara, can you say the number for me, please?
Which number are you speaking of, dear?
The call-in number, if people want to share something.
415-762-1161.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, what is happening is we are shifting faster than light speed, and it is about love. The biggest thing is love.
And this kind of love, in the beginning when it starts coming in, it can bring up some severe negative emotions, everyone.
Yes.
And these emotions are coupled with not understanding what is going on. And also, the emotions that come up are the part of our lower selves that also are so not interested or wanting to really, really, really know what's going on. Because there are things that have been built up. Resentments is a good word for it. And what occurs from resentment is it gets buried very, very deep. And when people go to church, they are all nicey, 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 and they don't really share deeply. And they don't really learn about things that can help bring up these emotions and clear them. And this morning on the Moabite Ouachita call, Lord Jamal introduced a whole understanding here. And before he did what I'm going to say he did, and the understanding is that of the blood, and remember I spoke about Moabite is connected to O negative blood. And O negative blood, out of O negative blood, which you might say is antimatter associated, meaning coming from the one we know as the source in antimatter. And
to me, O negative blood means that they don't have any of the antigens in their blood that came after. In other words, to me, it means they are the aboriginal.
They don't have any. What are antigens?
It's what you're saying. You're saying they have O, which means nothing, and they have negative, which means nothing. There's nothing on their blood that came after. The other things came after. That's why we named them A, and we named them B, and we named them AB, and we named them positive, because there's stuff in the blood that we name. But the O negative has nothing and nothing. Meaning they are the original people. They are the aboriginals.
Okay.
The zero.
Now let's get back to this, because what Mother as the source.
Before you get back to that, I wanted you to know there's two people waiting.
Okay, well, let me finish this one sentence so we can be done with what you at least brought up as a thought form.
I like what you're reading. You can go on with it all day. I just don't want to leave people waiting too long.
Yes, I just want to complete that. Mother, the source, meaning 0 point. That 0 point is what Mother says it is. It is what she says is, I am everything and nothing. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I came before all the gods. I have always been here before all the gods were, for all time and all space. Meaning, nothing comes before me, Mother, Black Mother, Goddess, 0.13.
Yes.
Out of that blood type comes, it creates the O negative blood type. Everything comes from that, which means that all the other, the first creation out of O negative is O positive. And then we go from there. The next creation out of O positive is A positive. Once you switched over to the O from the O negative to the positive, you're in what you call maleness.
Mm-hmm.
Positivity is described at number one. A is number one numerically. Positivity, number one, is described as the great positive. And that great positive can only be violated when we violate the original thought. And the original thought is Mother.
Yeah.
0 point. And out of her, the whole idea of all creation came. Meaning, it went first from O negative to O positive, then it went to A positive, so it went from O negative to O positive to A positive, which is number one. So we just went from 0 to 1.
There's so much I want to say about that, Tara. You're bringing up so much. There's a little bit of science I could fill in for you. That's pretty interesting.
Okay, now we could go with some more questions.
Okay, I think...
Let's hold that thought, because we need to go back there. What you're saying is profound.
Yes, it is.
We need to tie in some more explanations with what you're saying, so let's hold that just for a second.
Ariel, okay. Is that who's next here?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, it is. Hi, guys.
Hi, Ariel. How are you?
Hi, Ariel.
And happy birthday, Angel Sue, if she's listening.
Yes, and she didn't have it on any old day. She had it on a 23-day, and that is the highest number there is of any combination at all, anywhere. So this is a good day.
Tara. Wouldn't it be cool, Tara, if they announced Nassara today and she could have that for her birthday present?
Well, I would just say what we're talking about is what is called the announcement, because the announcement is involved with who are you really?
Ariel, we are long-winded today. You better sneak your question in when you've got a chance.
Well, actually, it's actually not a question. It's more like a favor. I have a problem. I'm trying to get in contact with Karen, but I can't because I don't have my laptop, because she sent the number to my email, and I don't have my computer. I'm not going to have it until, like, next Saturday.
Okay.
Now, someone see it, and I'm trying to get in contact with the guy that lives in Monroe. And, you know, I'm trying to get together with him and see what he's up to. So I'm trying to, can y'all, like, I don't know, can you call Karen and tell her to call my phone?
Are you okay with giving your phone number out right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Wait a minute, Ariel. Are you sure? You might have a lot of girls calling you.
that's fine.
So, Ariel, go ahead and give your phone number.
You got it? Okay. It's 504-919-0647. Okay, repeat it back for me, Tara. Who I was writing it.
504-919-0647.
Perfecto. Yes, that is it. I was about to stay on the phone alone with you guys. So I do have questions, but I don't have time to stay on here. So I have to wait till Wednesday, I guess.
Good luck with your computer worries, Ariel. And don't forget to meditate.
All right, then. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Is there someone?
Patrice from Arizona.
Hello.
Hi, Patrice.
Greetings.
Hi, Patrice.
Hi, everybody. Hi. I just wanted to, you put the call out to about sightings, and after I listened to a YouTube video on the Galactic Federation of Light Kamarasan site from Mother Earth, I was guided to go sit on her in my backyard, and it's very windy today, and I was listening to her what she wanted to say, and I was communing with her in a huge way. My heart was just fluttering open, and I looked up, and there was this amazing cloud formation, and it was spiral clouds, long, thin on one side. It opened up to a wide berth, almost circular, and on the top was like in the Star Wars movies. They had these decks that rose up against the main body of the ship, and there was three circles, one big, one medium, one small on the middle, and then another one smaller with two circles of circular on the front, like you would go up there to look to see where you were going. And I said, is that what I think it is? Yeah. And the answer is yes. And I broke into tears. It was so profound. They were showing me a huge ship in the shape of these clouds. And it was like, get ready, girl. And that's what happened to me this morning. Awesome. I wanted to share that.
Thank you.
It goes along with what you were saying about mother, Tara. And I'm a mother kind of gal. So there you have it. Thank you for letting me
share. I can't wait that we can all get together and have a big circle hug, everybody, please.
No. I would love that.
I do,
well,
too.
Thanks for being there.
And the next
and I
time
feel like, I just have to say, I feel like a rubber band because we're going so far back talking about what you're talking about, Tara, and yet we're going so far forward talking about these stories of just today alone. It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's coming full circle.
I just have to say, it is so awesome to watch what's going on, yet it kind of scared the shit out of me to watch that timeline go across the highway, and I'm going,
wow, awesome.
Well, you know,
well, have a wonderful day, loves, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing, Patrice.
Hi, Patrice. I was going to say that they prepared a lot of us who were pursuing, like, ET-type stuff. And the movie, the TV movie, really nailed it down. I thought Ariel, what was her name? The girl and the Spielberg, Steven Spielberg.
Oh, Taken.
Yeah, in the movie, they actually showed what Rama was talking about in the movie Taken.
Yeah.
What was her name again?
Allie.
Allie saw she was playing soccer with a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
I think it was soccer. In a park field. And she was, you know, in school. And they were after her because they knew that she was the E.T. granddaughter of the one E.T. that escaped that they never talked about.
From the Roswell incident.
From the Roswell incident, from the ship.
And he did escape.
And this is important because, Patrice, you're ever so right because we've done a lot of inroads. I don't know how many people understand when someone like Amy Goodman, when we tell you she's a contactee, when we tell you that Keith Olbermann is a contactee, then we tell you that Rachel Meadows is a contactee. And then we tell you that all these people like Tom Hartman and his wife Louise and Susan Sarandon and Sean Penn and Dr. Helen Caldicott and Harrison Ford. And
who played Han Solo in Star Wars. Don't forget that one. He also played the guy in the hopped up car in, what was that movie about the kids in California that began the series Happy Days?
I'll just tell you, there is not a one of these people
right
that are not contactees. In other words, those of us who are working with the energy of the Galactic Command, those are the ones that are being connected first. Meaning, how do you connect the dots about the first experience that we learned about what the King of Swords went through in terms of his job?
Mm-hmm.
He was found he trained into the Delta Force.
Navy SEALs.
Delta Force is the part of the Navy SEALs that is the intelligence that he sends the Navy SEALs out to take care of.
Just like Jesse Ventura.
Now, what does that just mean? Let's really think. That was another thing that Lord Jamal said this morning. He said, it is time for us to focus. We're going to focus on a word today, and it's going to call it think. T-H-I-N-K. And I'm sitting there, and I go, where is this man going with this story? Mm-hmm. And he started to tell this story, and I'm sitting here bawling on the floor.
Yeah.
Because you know what Patrice said is true, is what we're talking about. It hits a chord, and it hits it in the heart. And when it does that, and there is any kind of a negative emotion there, still hanging around, you might call them loitering. They're going to get a ticket right now.
That's what I felt when I was at the scene of that accident, and all the angels started going and showing up. And I'm looking at 30 cops with their lights flashing, and I'm watching angels show up, and the people look okay, and they're all talking. And I'm just going, I got to go. And I just like, because I didn't want to be loitering with the energy.
Okay, now in the movie Taken,
yes,
Allie saw the FBI, she saw the CIA, she saw all these folks that were working with this Delta Force inside our military. Connections of the Delta Force is connected in the military through another organization. Now you want to know what it's called? Are you ready? Get set. Go. A-C-I-O. Give me an A. Give me a C.
Tell everybody what that stands for, Tara, because they don't all know.
I shall.
And you should just be aware that there's a caller waiting.
Okay. Just write this down, everybody. And this is when we do these things now, we really got to fasten our seatbelts, because by the time Jamal was finished, he did something that we are all, I mean, I am still, I'm in awe, because he asked everybody to say, you know, to think first. And, you know, the grand goddesses, they just bring such richness to this call. Everyone.
The wisdom.
The wisdom is just, it, I can never get through one of those calls without crying.
It's like hanging out with Gandalf and Galadriel of the Golden Ring.
Yes, Grand Goddess Lily, if you're out there, Grand Goddess Forestry, we have entered the realms of the angels. And what did he say? Lord Jamal said, and we were back, and now we can continue the story, about the L, the E-L.
Right.
And there's one more three-letter thing, and we'll talk about another time, but it's B-E-Y. The E-L, the L's, and the Bays.
Right.
And Saladin, you know plenty, and don't hesitate to call
415-762-1162,
or anyone that knows about these things.
Commander,
it
sir.
It is time to know about Moabite, everyone. We are Moabite. And all the things that we do to find out what that means is Moabite. And the apex now of enough of us having a right energy, or at least feeling it. And, I mean, we're receiving messages on these calls from you that the Shaktipat coming back to us has started up the ascension coil. The ascension coil is in the west.
That's right.
It is at the base of the western hemisphere.
Mother Turtle.
In terms of Mother Turtle Island, meaning the very southernmost tip of Argentina, all the way to the northernmost tip of that tippy toe of Alaska, and Russia can just sit down and be quiet.
Mr. Putin is minding his business, getting ready to talk about ET and full disclosure with Mr. Obama and Mr. Sarkozy. And the people over in Europe will get to wear their veils if they choose or if they don't choose. Mr. Sarkozy is very temporary. His energy. You might see a turnaround in France where his wife might take the role as the leader, because she represents the light.
I got a hit when Ron, you said that. Remember, everybody, when Obama and Michelle went trotting over to England and she hugged the Queen, Miss Moabite herself, and I mean of the West, meaning that Lady Master Michelle is from the United States Ouachita people. And there is a reason why Ouachita Moabites, the reason, and the Ouachita seeded the first civilization of the whole planet. This is why it is the United States of America's people that have been, they have been most incarcerated. They have been most locked up and shut down and nationalized to the point of the Fourth Reich. And there has been no way to uncover it but to uncover it, yet to uncover it, nothing. We are uncovering it by finding out who we really are, meaning we are exploring the steps that are included in the activities of the violet flame of the Moabite number one. Therefore, the people who have white skin, who are really connected to the people who have a positive, are responsible for something very important. They're responsible to be in the number one role. The number one role is leadership and the color in the physical. When you go to the chakras and you look at the endocrine gland, which is located at each of those chakras, then you know what we mean by the physical. The physicality and health of, you might say, the first chakra would be the physicality and the health of our sexuality at the DNA level first. That is why these dark priesthood scientists from Atlantis that are sitting right here underground in those Satonian bases called Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And all Hitlerianism. Well, hold that thought. I hear another call coming.
Marianne from Texas, line D2.
Hi, how is everybody?
Marianne, welcome.
Hi, how are you? I've just got a comment and then a question. Last night after the call, I was guided to lay down and I set my space up and called in the four M's, and I wasn't sure who would be coming in, but Mother actually came in, and she came into my body and took me to the antimatter, and I was there for about 30 minutes, and she was explaining quite a few things to me, and then I came back, she brought me back, and I got back into my body, and I couldn't move. I was fine, I was making an assessment, and everything was fine, everything was good, but I couldn't move, and I couldn't move for about an hour and a half, and I was just buzzing. And everything was fine, and I was just in full bliss. And
wow.
And my heart chakra, there was a little bit of pain, but that was, I mean, everything was just vibrating. And I tried to move, but I couldn't. And my two cats came in, and brother and sister, and one laid on one side and one laid on the other, and we just kind of buzzed together. So it was just pretty cool. So I mean, what do you I guess I don't really have a question, but I guess I just couldn't move because there was just too much energy, or a lot of energy. Is that correct?
Absolutely right.
I concur. When mother shows up and she kind of overshadows you or merges with your energy, It is like Mother Mary coming. It can be that gentle, or it can be like you saw that female counterpart of Jake Sully's Peshat warrior goddess, where she showed up and she slapped him around a few times to get with the program and in order to survive in the jungle.
Okay, now bringing up jungle, I can go another place, just hold that thought about jungle, but are we furthering this experience anymore?
What I'm trying to say is Mother's a very wild coyote medicine kind of mother, that trickster medicine in order to shock you into the Nagual, where your non-ordinary reality comes up and everything you know is turned upside down and asunder, and you go, now I get it. And you're kind of standing there with your jaw on the floor.
Well, I could comment on that because I have lots of experiences about it.
Yeah.
That's why we're laughing.
We're all getting a convergence of, aha, I got it, aha. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Alleluia chorus. A-H is a sound that says, Allah. That is a zikr word. And we go, and we take our hands and we're in a circle together. We've got to do Sufi dancing together.
I have and, that.
And zikr,
world language.
This is the highest law. A-H is whoops. A-H is the color golden yellow. The color of the sun. The brightest sun. Golden sunshine yellow. That color. That is the color that we say is yellow. And the sound for yellow is It's the sound of bringing in the knowledge pure. The knowledge pure. And looking with your largest opened nerve to the outer world, and the only opened one, and very large, is your eye. And when you look at the sun, you're also taking in that sunshine golden yellow. And that meaning is the tone and color of melanin.
Yeah.
That was the original blueprint for this. And in science, A-D-A-M.
Ah.
A-D. Okay, the letter A is one. It means leadership
male.
In the activities of the goddess,
mm-hmm.
creating the great positive, whereby we found our mothers in the earliest of moments that they could get their hands on when they were seething at what their child was getting into, would say accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and do not mess with Mr. In-Between. That is what we are coming together to do.
The in-between is what's going on, where they're messing with the gray stuff out there with little false flag events called North Korea, South Korea, taking you away from your ascension, taking me away from what I need to do, which is called learning how to walk on water and air at the same time. And at the same time, we're learning how to do two things at once and nothing at all. And that has to do with our original story that is coming in here, where we were this fantastic culture called the goddess religion, in the sense where the great goddess came in and she was black as coal, and she had a story to tell in the drumming and the sound frequency that was going on with how the heartbeat of the mother went on. I heard this today on this show called Radio Lab, and they were talking about the Oriental people and are the people of the Far East that follow the path of Lao Tzu. They talked about these northern Japanese people who can grow facial hair who are not looking like original Japanese people. They're called Ainu people, and they're Caucasian. They're part of the Hyperboreans, but yet they also have the tie-in with all of the original Moabite Washita nations, the Inuit people, the Iroquois, all of these different people at this time had this fantastic culture on this planet, and it was part of the seeding of our galactic heritages, and we all came in I remember circular villages at certain times of the year, and it was at the equinoxes and the solstices and the moons, the full moon, the new moon. And we'd come together and sing the songs and do the stories and share the news of the day. And that's how the wisdom got shared. And then our galactic friends would show up and share the rest of the story. And it went on across the planet, and they were never needing anything like this thing called Skype and a computer.
Well, I got a question for you, Ron.
Yeah.
I just dawned on me to ask a mother. And then I thought, well, we've got, as we wish, we got a message, everyone, that we want to watch and listen.
Capitalism, a love story.
And it's 2:36. Here, and it is 187 minutes, which means it's all the way through. It's 3 minutes shy of 2 hours. So we have 27 minutes before that hour of.
Oh, we're going to have to talk fast.
Yeah, we are.
What I might have to do is drop off here and get on the Skype up there so I can play it for y'all.
Okay, well, what I was going to ask is if you could nice and quickly just bring Mother in for a short minute because...
Oh, are you kidding? Before you do that, I have to tell you, Big Will, it came back on the line. I think he wants to ask a question.
Oh, okay, Big Will, how are you? We cannot hear you at all, dear one. We cannot hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, sirree. There you are. I love you.
Okay, very good. I love you too, Tara. This question goes out to anybody who wants to answer it. On the 26th of May, which is Wednesday, I understand that Drop Below Melchizedek is going to have a simulcast for international wide, and so I understand he's going to talk about the actual Earth changes and possibly talk about galactics and what's going to happen to each and every one of us. Can you extend on that? I pass the talking stick.
I can say that Brother Drunvalo shares great wisdom, and I've met him, and at the same time, everyone's got to heal, and not all the stuff he says I agree with, and I agree to disagree, yet I would also say that Drunvalo is a very wise man, and he is to be listened to.
Yes, in other words, this is what we're being tested with right now. We're being asked to do something, and we're being asked, what is it that would bring one common faith in what kind of wisdom? The wisdom of the goddess.
That's right.
It has been deprived and depraved and abused and raped and
they turned her
killed
into Kali.
And sacrificed. And it is lost. It is lost only for us living it. And so the knowledge is the key. And coming together and then tapping in the circle that we're talking about now, right now. And I'm going to just say this really
quickly. Can I just add a quick comment, please?
Yes, please. We have time.
A lot of people tune into Drunvalo, and the draw is he brings the teaching of the tree of life and the flower of life, which is the Sephora Yetzirah, and that is universal knowledge. And so if the light worker is going to wake up listening to what he teaches regarding that, wonderful. My experience with those teachings was similar to what Rama said. I agree to disagree on some points. And the other thing, Tara, I keep being told to say this about what we were talking about earlier, because I want you to get this piece. You're talking about the O type of blood. Blood type O is nothing, has nothing in the blood. They are the aboriginals. That means from our father, Ab, who is Ra, of the original race, the original people, I want to say. And then O negative. Now, what I want you to know, Tara, is when someone has positive in their blood, scientists call it the rhesus factor, and that means rhesus monkey, and that's when the genetic manipulation started. The other thing I want to tell you is that the A, the first, you know, the next blood type A to be introduced is the natural vegetarian, and this is because these were the gardeners. These were the original ones that were found in the garden, and that the B blood type are the natural hunters. They do well when they eat meat, or they do the best of all the blood types, I'll put it that way. And then the fourth blood type that came along was the AB. And so I wanted to mention that about the rhesus factor to tie that piece in with the genetic manipulation and what the Anunnaki were doing.
Okay, that's great. Let me just go back and run that real quick. When I heard you start out with O, it must be O negative in the case of the origins being a double negative.
Right.
Which is telling you in mathematical terms that it's mother.
Right.
Hello.
In the terms of
mother here?
Yes, mother the creator. And creator, I mean, I love you. Allah.
Breathing.
Ooh.
Breathing.
I am the most radiant one in the office of the Christ. And only in the office of the Christ. We invoke the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame.
We ask at this time for the Peshat way, the clear way of the Ka and the Shu, to be brought into the Au, the body. And thank you, Mother, because we've been studying the body in this course of discourse. Greetings, Mother.
Greetings. This is the original story where you go back to the words that tie in with the language of Solet Small. Look them, Tuta, Ego. We are saying it is a great pleasure to meet you, soul to soul, eye to eye, I see you. It is about love at the deepest levels. That is what you saw with the tree of souls on Pandora. That which they wanted, yet it is what is inside here. In the heart, think with the heart. Feel with the head. It is about the wisdom you are about to be downloaded with and already watching, as you could say, we are shaking the curtains loose of the reality in which you live. It is about the spring cleaning of the universe, if you will, as your 2012 approaches. It is not about ends, it is about beginnings of what you call Satyuga. That is why we have had to show up as colleague. Having to do the dance with the skulls and drink the blood And at the same time, these ones who would mock us in the understanding of the reality of what it is like to be animas. That is the original energies that go before the gods were here. Before there were spoken language, it was these sounds of creation. It is what you are made of, sound frequencies, the scalar waves which they are playing with. We will say, we decline to say what the spiral over Canada is, whether it is what it is or it is not. It is the fact that you are witnessing our presence here to heal this story with love in the name of love. Get confused with the directions here because the sounds.
No, just those things don't work for you. They work with here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is confusing for the body, as you can see.
Well, we'll get an alignment here now.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mother.
It is about these. You see what it is like to come in from you are not from here, and you are dealing with things in which that are reality, that are a bit wonky. It is how we learn to love each other, get along with this comedy of errors, as it were, that we began this story when our creations, co-creator gods, we began this story together. It is about the love inside of all of us. Yes. That frequency wherein which what you represent has these different blood types. O, B, A, B. It is about the generations of how we stepped in here and the step down of the generations of what we are speaking through, the A, B, Z, A, B, negative, or H, negative, that rhesus factor, rhesus monkeys, is interesting of the story where in which you are not that different than the families that coexist in the trees and the understandings of how they try to hide the wisdom of how we blended all the different kingdoms together in loving presence for the healing of all worlds. As you recall that in the original story, when there were these laboratories of Enki and Enlil, and the messing with the stuff in the test tubes to create what they would call a nice docile slave labor race. And yet there were some that would not be broken. And it is in that understanding, cannot break slaves, cannot enslave a universe, and they, meaning us, are we wayward children, played with this story from the very beginning. in the sense of trying to hide one side of our face from the other side, of creating a mask, if you will, and that concept of Jehovah choosing that since I am the Son, does that mean I am less than? No, it is that we are all equal and there is no mind, those games that go on in the head. Mind F, if you understand.
Well, yeah, the trickery of the mind.
Separating the mind from the heart, which...
And being hidden from the truth.
Okay, there is a very, very interesting card that deals with that in the tarot. It's the Seven of Swords. And it's the one that is maybe best described, no, as stealth. Yet it is the most, it's like going through the Sword of Orion.
Yeah.
In other words, you can actually trick your mind and then you're actually stealing rather than being stealthful. With trickery of the mind. And that's owl medicine combined with that because the owl can see in the dark, means in the dark crevices of the mind. So call on owl medicine for releasing any kind of deceit in the mind.
That's true, but it also has to do with the misuse of will.
Correct.
Well, yes, that's the other part of the deal. You always
that's
have...
That's a very important other part of the deal. A very important
part. That's why Cian wrote the book, The Right Use of Will,
yeah.
Which has to do with the right eye of Horus.
It has to do with dealing with universal law and never stepping over that free will choice and the prime directive.
And so when we do visioning, we're looking at the number seven again, because that Seven of Swords is up there in the mind, seventh chakra, pineal gland, everyone.
Third eye, the stargate.
The
third eye is the stargate.
Yes, and it is the sixth opening.
Yes.
In terms of the actual location of the olfactory nerve, as in other words, as slightly above where the third eye would be between the brows, just slightly open. Correct me if I'm making something here different. I understand there's a opening, another chakra opening, and that's where they put that.
The sliver of wood in the third eye.
And it's actually the higher part of that third eye is in the mid-frontal. It's another opening.
In Tibet, the Tibetan lamas, they have a surgery that they do with the crystal laser surgery wands where they open up the third eye. Take a sliver of wood that has been soaked in Ayurvedic herbs that open up the third eye.
And at the highest point.
Some of those herbs are ayahuasca
and the
opium and the damiana and the skullcap and the mandrake roots and the ginseng. And what these things do is they open up these stargates so that you can travel to the dimensions throughout the universes. It is part of the fail-safe mechanisms of what is going on here in your wisdom. This is why this guy, the General K, who came on the show we listened to yesterday, A Matter of the Mind, where they are taking the ancient Tibetan doctors speaking about the wisdom.
Yes! Okay, now I want to just bring something that Lord Jamal said about the blood.
Yes.
The blood is love. And so when we look at our blood type, as we look at our blood type, the carnivore, O negative. The carnivore, meaning O negative. That has something to do with a change that occurred when we did the destruction in Atlantis.
Yes.
And it had to do with that our immortality had been severed. It had been severed.
You might say it was like going to bed with the devil and it was good, but you knew you were in trouble.
Mm-hmm. And you and so the Luciferian role, meaning I am the light and the dark mother.
Yes.
The Luciferian role would be most needing to know that by a student of mother.
Yes.
And mother's students in Egypt, in Atlantis, and in ancient Mu especially. And I pass the talking stick. You know we've got 4 minutes if we want to watch this movie.
Oh, my. We better go.
I need to share my vision for the children before we start that.
Okay, well, okay. The mother, do you want to?
Yeah, give us a summary, Mother. We have time.
Are you all set up there? Is it all set up?
Yeah, we just
got to push
open,
a button.
We got to open up Skype and connect on that level. Seth got to call us on there because we got to.
Is that a different address?
No. If we go on up there through the wireless network, it will drop us here.
Oh, okay. So you mean we have to close this or we can leave this open?
We would have to, like, drop here and
right.
Then. Open up Skype up there and Seth has to call us.
Okay, let me just say real quick because of the time. Area code 218-486-8700 for anyone new. We have more calls and they're connected up with BBS Radio. On Wednesday, it's the pin code is 45 45 45 pounds, and then the pin code for and that starts at always 9 p.m. Eastern, everyone, and at 6 p.m. on the Pacific, and then on Thursday same time, and the pin code is the same number, basic number. Pin code changes to 87, 87, 87 pounds. And then on Friday, again, and we connect what's happening on the ground in terms of enactment of Nasara and further the next thing after that as we gather now and through our wisdom. Okay, and that number is, same number, area code on Friday is 23, as today's the 23rd. 23, 23, 23 pound. That's triple yes I can change. Barack Obama. Okay, and we determine that. He said, You tell me where to go. And that's what we're doing. As the divine goddess Moabite teachings are mother's teachings. Eh?
Eh.
And he said, blood is love. Must remove from the blood, must on the physical body level understand that the ruby ray, the first physical color ray of the rainbow in the body, in the physical, that is also on the physical mother, as the color ruby is also leadership. So now we've got the golden sunshine yellow combination of it's 3 o'clock, and we've got action through leadership and take responsibility for the entirety of the experiment and all the misnomers of being programmed to not learn and not think. And that's another thing I'll leave you with. Lord Jamal says, that's the difference about belief and thinking. And think about that. My pass the talking stick if we're going to do this. Will we have a few minutes over if we get a little bit into our leaving point? I don't know. Is that not?
No, we won't, because today's Sunday and we have a call follows us. We have to end on time.
Okay, well, if we have to drop,
you know, before the end, then it's okay, because I know people are getting copies of this set and they're listening to it and they're sharing.
3 minutes, Mother. Okay, Mother, can you do it in 3 minutes, Mother? Okay, Mother said she can be set up in 3 minutes.
Okay, cool. I want to share this with everybody while that's going on. Is that okay?
Okay, but yet let me say to Seth, Seth, please take us, I guess, off of here, and then in 3 minutes call us back and hook us up from upstairs when Mother, how are you going to have, I don't know how to instruct this to Seth.
We just opened up Skype.
Okay, everybody, so Tara and Rama are setting up that capitalism, a love story for us. In the meantime, I want to share my vision for my mission with you, and the purpose of doing that is I would like you all to start to think about writing down your vision for your mission. And each one of us has a different mission. So I'm hoping sharing this will inspire you to look into your heart and find your greatest joy and write down your vision of your mission. So let me take a look and make sure I'm ready. 1 second. Okay. I was asked by a friend to write down my vision for my mission, and you will know your mission. Your vision for your mission comes to you after you passed all your tests. Mother will come to you directly or through your guides. She will suggest you may want to take a chosen responsibility, because it is your mission. The vision will be so big, you will weep. You will weep in humility, wondering if you are capable of such a large vision. That is how you will know your mission. My vision is for the children. I will be working with the children, and I want to share this vision of what their future looks like. This world is for the children. The adult role will be to guide them and support them in their dreams as we allow the children to show us the path back to balance. We will build this world together based on truth, respect, and love. Immediately after announcements, children everywhere will be provided with food, shelter, pure water, hospitals, and schools. These will be provided to their families as well. Not all will immediately receive money, though the basics for a dignified life is guaranteed immediately. Dome homes are built and in storage now. They will be shipped on the morning of announcements. Every country will receive dome homes, and there will be no more homeless people. There will be no more refugee camps. There will be no more tin hut villages. The countries who need this assistance are aware it is coming. These dome homes come in different sizes to meet the needs of the family. They do not require heating or cooling. They are the perfect temperature at all times. The dome homes are very low maintenance. They float when needed in times of flooding, for example. No one will lose their home or their life in case of flood. These dome homes are called love bubbles. This advanced dome technology will be available in larger buildings for medical clinics and schools. There will be no delay putting these into place. I have seen these, everybody. Used for healing the children who require this. Hunger, digestive issues, immunity issues, traumas, prosthetics, cleft palate surgeries, and life-saving surgeries will be available to all the children at no cost to them or their families. The Greetings, Mother. I hope you can pause just for a minute as I'm finishing sharing this vision with everybody.
Of course.
Okay. This is a vision for the children. Thank you. The new healing techniques are profoundly advanced compared to what we have to offer now. They are available to be in place immediately. Proper nutrition will cure many ailments children suffer now. Local organic fresh foods will be available everywhere and will be provided to the children. Immediately there will be teams in place to visit children and their families in small villages in rural areas in Africa, South America, India, Europe, North America. You're back. Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, we hope that doesn't happen again.
Me too. And any place where schools are an immediate need. There will be schools set up for the children. These schools will have technology, some you know about and much that is new. Large monitors will be set up for the children in the classroom where there used to be a chalkboard up front. One of the functions of these monitors will be to connect the children of the world together. These children will visit each other via live stream over the internet. Classrooms will join classrooms for the purpose of sharing culture and sharing lessons in science, history, and astronomy. There will be transportation available so these children in these shared classrooms will have cultural exchanges. The students and their parents will visit the foreign classroom, and in the next exchange they will swap. In these schools, parents and community elders will play a role in the teaching part of the time. These children will be immersed in their own cultures. They will learn their history, their folk tales, their traditions, their foods, their dance, and their songs. There will be gatherings at the schools during important days in their cultures and traditional foods, games, and costume, as well as stories, song, and dance. These children will have part of their day learning about Mother Earth and all her gifts, as well as the star systems and planets. Children will learn about their natural world and their role in taking care of it. There will be magical programs designed for every age group, learning the truth about our galactic heritage. Children will be shown who they are, where they come from, and why they are here. They will be shown with love. Children will have many new ways of learning we have never seen before. There will be holographic learning. There will be learned technology. There will be adaptive machines we don't know at this time. These are available now. Children will learn advanced math at very young ages. They will master quantum physics as it relates to the Earth grid and their own bodies. Children will learn hands-on healing. They will learn as many languages as they desire. Children will learn the true science in the natural world. They will learn the truth about the magical kingdom. They will learn about unicorns, mermaids, fairies, elves, leprechauns, wizards, and their place in our world, along with their origins from other planets. Children will learn the sacred mysteries in the seed, stem, leaf, and flower, and how to relate, and how that relates to the biorhythmic cycles of the moon and the sun. They will learn the barren times and the growth times. They will learn to live in harmony with all the universe. They will learn about the two-leggeds, the animal kingdom, the elemental kingdom, and the cetacean kingdom, as well as all living creatures that share Mother Gaia with us. Children will learn in the holodecks on the ships to master these worlds. The children will visit their counterparts at Inner Earth. They will learn that every planet becomes a star, and Earth has an inner sun and inner continents and seas. They will travel to the star portals in the poles and see how the ships travel through the poles to Inner Earth. At Inner Earth, they will meet the sentient sea beings, the whales, dolphins, and merpeople. They will learn about how they travel from Inner Earth to surface through the wormholes. They will learn about how these are connected with the stargates, portals, and pyramids with zero-point energy brought in through the ziggurats and mounds built by the original people, the Aboriginal Moabite Nation. The children will learn to build instruments with their hands and play music on instruments made by them, wind instruments, drums, and string instruments. The children will learn dance and song, plays, and theater. The children will learn to share stories with all these mediums. The children will learn to sculpt, paint, draw, and create graphically in all ways. They will know how to draw holographically. They will know photography at early ages. The children will bring through new art, fractals, and will understand the connections between numbers and creation. They will understand the meanings behind the tree of life, the flower of life, the seed of life, and how they were created out of their mother, Sekhmet, from the antimatter universe into the matter universe. They will know their father, who created this universe, is Ra. They will know they are co-creator gods, goddesses, who have the abilities of levitation, telepathy, teleportation, time travel, crossing the stargates, and interplanetary travel. When the children study art, they will know it is math. As they learn baking, they will know it is chemistry. When they study the body, they will understand the divine blueprint as it applies to the Adam Kadmon body, the Earth, the galaxy, and the universe. The children will learn the ancient texts, the universal truths. They will study movement and balance in their body. They will know what ancient arts as they choose, yoga, martial arts, and the aesthetic spiritual practices. They will know how to access their third eye, how to travel outside the body, and how to be one with their monad. They will know how to eat and take care of their body. Knowing all these things, they will be our future teachers. This is my vision for the children. Now, Seth, I see that we're having trouble connecting with Tara and Rama, so I'm wondering if we can call them back one more time on Skype, please. Thank you.
Greetings.
I see something up there.
Greetings.
Wait, Mother, you there?
Greetings.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know that we want to watch this, but it's too late now, everybody. We were the whole time you were reading, we were blocking out, and we missed just about all of it, Beth. And so,
and I am going to force you to listen to me read it to you later on the phone.
Oh, well, I'll be glad to be forced. Make it heard, Beth.
while you're talking,
Right. Now, we can try to go open up Skype up there. In fact, we heard the call.
You did?
Well, you came on maybe four times, but every time you came on, then it dropped.
That was up on the PC upstairs.
Yeah, why did it do that?
We are not certain.
See, so we didn't test that ahead of time, and that's what we needed to do. And we could have done that ahead of time. Sorry, everybody.
We have not had a moment to check it.
I know. It's just that we didn't think about that before we scheduled.
Every time we have tried to do this thing of watching this, it hasn't worked. So we're just going to go with the flow and not worry too much about it.
Yes, that's a great idea. I think that there's an energy in a vortex now.
We did
open.
Not mean to dash anyone's dreams.
No, Mother, I mean, I was feeling already that, gosh, Mother's here. What are we doing? We're going to go watch Michael Moore. Okay, are you going to watch it with us? And just said, okay. She goes upstairs, and now we can't get on. So, I mean, you must have come from the movie, too.
It is about the energies. They're wonky. So we figured maybe we better put some paws in the soup.
Paws in the soup. That's funny. She's telling us a joke.
Tara, tell everybody the phone number in case anyone wants to call and ask Mother a question.
All right. I have something to say while we're waiting for that, too.
Of course.
Okay, area code 415-762-1161. Yes. And I also wanted to go back here because Lord Jamal brought something to mind after he said, I'll just back up here just for a minute. The rubber people. Mm. And they're called the Olmec people.
Yeah.
They have the same blood as the Moabites.
Correct.
And so we just traced the Moabite now to these ones, which has to do with Olmec, which then has to do with Aztec and Zapotec and
Toltec
and Mayan.
Yes.
Now, the Mayans were also very disconcerted.
They put a movie out with that guy. What is his name? He plays Mad Max.
Well, I don't know because I don't know.
You
got to pick that brain in there.
He did that movie, The Passion of the Christ, and it was violent and ugly and bloody. Mel Gibson.
Oh, gosh. Damn.
He did Maya, and it was Apocalypso. It was about the Mayan civilization and how they threw the virgins into the fire, the volcano, Kalima, or they would put them on the sacrificial altar and rip the heart out while it was still beating to give it to the sun god. Yet the sun god is in here, in the heart. You don't rip it out of the chest to give it to some god in the sky. We are the same as you, and you are the same as us.
And Shield and Sharula wrote a book about this in terms Shield was Montezuma.
Correct.
And he was born here. He was born right outside of Santa Fe in
Pecos, New Mexico.
Pecos, New Mexico. And Montezuma's whole bloodline and everything go from here down there. And that has to do with the great white Pahana return. Now, this great white Pahana returned has the responsibility, especially in the hands of white-skinned, blood-A-positive
Or AB negative, or H negative to throw the monkey in the mix.
Oh, mother.
And it has to do with also anybody who really is of the original Ab. Original. Now, let's put those words here. Original and Ab. Original. Okay, so the blood type again. Number one, A positive. Number two, B positive.
And then came the negative.
And now I'm going to say something. Because no matter whether it's positive or negative, A positive or A negative, I have never met
cannot
there is no A negative, I think. That's the only one.
Is there an A negative, Beth?
I don't think so. Are you there, Beth?
There is an A negative. There's positive and negative of each blood type, which is O, A, D, and AB.
Okay.
And some of them have rhesus factor in them, and some do not. And the ones that are negative do not have the rhesus factor, which comes from the rhesus monkey. And go ahead.
Which ones do and which ones don't?
We are AB negative or H negative.
The body.
That means that we are the youngest blood type on the planet, the star seed.
That's my blood type too, AB negative.
I see here, RAB positive, RH negative. I believe so. That's right. And so there's another grade there. I will say something.
Tara, yes. Negative means that you don't have the rhesus factor, and positive means you do have the rhesus factor.
Correct.
So O negative is the oldest blood type, and AB negative is the newest blood type.
And AB positive is?
The newest blood type with the rhesus factor in it.
Okay, and that's the body that this one is in.
No, it's not. He has AB negative, and no. I have AB negative.
No, that's incorrect. He was incorrect. I double check on that with the records. He's AB positive, and he's RH negative in one body.
Yes.
How is that? How does that work?
And I'll tell you what. He came out feet first. One side of his body was pink, and the other side of his body was blue.
The left side was blue, the right side was pink.
The left side was blue, and the right side was pink. Now, that's really interesting, because in terms of the female side of the body, meaning from the fourth cervical down, between the fourth and fifth cervical, there is a crossover of the
blood-brain barrier.
Yeah, and not only that, in that so doing, it takes your right side of your brain and that part controlling the left side of your body when it goes through the fourth cervical.
Yes.
And so when you look at that, the left side of the body, the female, which comes before male, so we're just holding on to this, you might say, right side of the body for a minute, because this would be the first foot you would put forward.
Yes.
And, okay, so the receiving energy is coming from the source. It's light. And the light coming from the source coming into that palm of your hand, where somebody called St. Francis of Assisi and a few others had stigmata, when even in terms of using nails, the nails were already defined as in the wrist. In terms of those wrists, and they put them in there because this is where the blood actually gets receives from the opening
in the hand.
And it goes through that and into the wrist.
And again, when you put something like a colloidal silver, what's the other thing? It's the electrodes. What does that colloidal silver maker
do? Oh, Dr. Bob Beck's machine.
When you put those things around there, what's
the
that
electrodes.
Part?
The electrodes.
Yeah, the electrodes and Dr. Bob.
A Velcro band.
And what does Dr. Bob Beck's machine do?
It is blood electrification.
That's correct. And so you put those around the ankles and around the wrists.
Yes.
And then the blood gets electrified. What does that mean?
It gets rid of all the parasites that the ooglies are in there. And
purifies the blood.
Yes. And then you get some detox and you may have to go to the bathroom or hug the toilet or pee a lot.
And when it purifies the blood, it purifies all what we call food, and all of the processing organs in the body, which have something to do with digestion. And so ingestion, and the way, again, that I was taught in medical school, very interesting, and in naturopathic college, and I did those things simultaneously through Loyola University as they had the medical school training in Maywood at the Veterans Hospital. And that was also Loyola Medical School, both and on those grounds. Now, this is really, let's praise, respect, thank, and love this, because you know the Illuminati, the American Medical Association, does experiments on our veterans.
And criminals that are in jail who, you could say, volunteer for experiments that DARPA does and DynCorp and Bechtel and Raytheon, and they turn them into super soldiers like our friend who stood up there at Project Camelot and said, they turned me into a killer. And they cannot extract the love out of me. They will not. That is why we are here.
And as they get a sample of our blood, and they always take a sample of the blood, and they do something with it.
Yeah.
And it isn't pretty.
No.
They don't only experiment on those ones, they also experiment on the poor. And they do it without telling them. And I witnessed it every single day. And they would say to these very, very sick people, we have something that we think will help you. Can we try it on you? And they do this in every university hospital across the United States with organ transplant and things that you can't even imagine exist. And they
shoot you up with radiation.
Yes, every day of the week. And they call it training, but really it's experimenting.
We will say this, that let us surround this whole situation now.
In the violet flame. And the office of the Christ.
And the office of the Christ. And give it to the Great Mother.
We will take it to the void and create new universes out of it.
And the Black Madonna. Now, the child of the womb of the Black Mother has to do with a lot of things.
It does.
And so, in terms of the nature of a melanated skin that is extremely dark.
Yes.
The child of that child. Now, that mother would hold more of the codes of the mother than any other color.
Why not?
That's right. Now, what we do to children who are of mothers of that color is what Empire/baby killers do/Elizabeth I. And then there is a second monarchy that was established in 1991 on the 1st of October, which is actually the first day fiscally, economically, financially of 1992, whereby it was the last of a 100-year agreement by the Rothschilds on the dotted line in 1892, where they put out the Banker's Manifesto.
Bring our troops home now,
from
please.
From an operation called the Omega
Agency.
And Bush Sr., and what's that other guy's name that begins with a K?
Kissinger?
No.
Poindexter.
Anyway, it was said in that. I don't have... Poindexter, you're being funny, Mother.
There was a nasty, nasty man named Mr. Poindexter who was in Bush administration. You could say that was as evil as Vader, like Cheney.
Okay, now you might say, what can we do about this, Mother? What can we do about the known fact that they didn't miss a thing for 100 years to try to exterminate the entire long hair generation?
Yes.
Meaning long hair because they are Native American.
Ebionites.
Ebionites of the land of Pan.
That's what they're doing in the Gulf Coast right now. That's what it's about.
And it has nothing to do with your color. It has everything to do with your blood.
Which is your heritage.
And we have heard the calls for Superman, and we will say he will be just a moment. He is busy having an argument with Lois.
Oh my. Now listen, what?
It's over, panties.
Okay, now I'm going to say this. Listen. People like me.
Yes.
And even like you. Because the original people of Pan all had the darkest color that we're talking about of the melanin tone in their skin, the original mother tone. And what we're talking about in terms of the original mother tone is slightly one step removed from the aboriginal origin. The original tone defines the horizon of the earth. What I mean by that is when the sun comes up, it comes up from below the horizon, and it goes down below the horizon at the nighttime. So in the light of the day of high noon, beginning first to get there, between 4:30 and 6:30 every single morning in any time zone, is the time for regeneration of the entire Earth Mother's body.
And for some, they get up at 3:30 in the morning and light the butter lamps and begin the Om Mani Padme Hum.
And they do that in the Tibetan Lama. They do that in the Tibetan Lama series. And guess what? They do it in the Krishna temples all over the earth. And I participate with Kalki Maitreya, Tara Shanti, and with Micah's father. And we went, Robert, and we went to the Krishna temple in Honolulu, in Oahu, going just before you leave Honolulu and head up the Pali Coast. And, go over the Pali, we mean go over the canyon and up over the hill and end up on the north end of the island. And when you travel from there all the way up to Haula, that's the original city or town or the original place on the original island where the Mormon church is sitting in there, and it's the World Tibetan Buddhist Dharma Center for the Dalai Lama for a reason.
It's 19.5 degrees, eh?
Yes. Number two, it's the reason that Barack Obama's parents and, in terms of knowing this, grandparents and all the way back, that the bloodline of his mother and the bloodline of his father come back together again.
Yes.
And that is true for every single one of us.
The healing of Malcolm X would bind this nation back together, we would just say.
Yes, it would. And the farther north you go into the islands, you go to the only island that no one except the pure blood O negative of the Moabite people of the Hawaiian Islands of the Pacifica Ocean, and it's called Niihau.
Shark Island people.
Shark Island people. When you study the goddess Sekhmet, the Shark Island people are identical in where they come from, the Kahuna teachings, one and identical. And then you study the physical exercises of the fifth way, and they're one.
It is with what we offered you in the temples of the right eye and the left eye of Horus.
Now, the information of aboriginal. A-B-O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L. When you go back to the original position of Australia, it is at the very bottom of the Fertile Crescent of Pangaea, where Lady Master Isis conceived herself into the womb of choice of her mother, having the color of that deepest color. The Aboriginal people of Australia have that color. Extraordinarily the darkest color you can come across. Meaning those people as the Aboriginal people, AB, 1, 2. Type A blood, type B blood. And it now has reached the place, and this is the reality, that it doesn't matter whether you have O negative or positive all the way to A negative positive, B negative positive, AB negative positive, because these characters have contaminated the entirety of all four bloodlines. So what do we got to do? We got to go listen to the Aboriginal teachings. They are identical to the teachings of the Ashtar Command, which is talking about the eagles. And the eagle is the messengers from pure spirit. And in the Hopi, remember when we were reading all these, you might say, original peoples of this North Amexum? Remembering that North Amexum includes all of Canada, and now we got to make a link here. Because when we look at the map here, there is no Canada, no Mexico, and no United States. And this is the original map, which means that we are one. We are all one North I Am race. Meaning we're connected with the whole of it. And South America is the south of the I Am race. And the farther south you go, you find yourself actually finding land that's not there right now, because it's where the Atlantic is. And the land that is there on this map is a very narrow tributary, you might say, of land, like a strip. that literally emerges out of the connecting part of Mother Africa. You might say, you want to really say this because we read this before. We said, when you go farther back into the history of Egypt, it's the whole land of Mother Africa is called Mother Egypt. And by that we mean, now we're connecting the dot, Mother Egypt contains all in her archives of her land, of her body, all the true teaching connections that have to do with being one I Am race worldwide. That is why we must learn of ourselves in the Western Hemisphere of the West. Remember what we said? We said the ascension coil for all of Mother Earth is in the West, and it is from the base of Argentina, the very southernmost tip of South America, all the way up to the tip of Alaska. And it's only telling you that that's the only land that remained over here. So we must understand, where does that connect with everything else that ended up someplace besides in the West? And of course you have to remember that Hawaii is yet and still in the West. Yet so far out into the Pacifica Ocean West that it merges with Mongolia, with through where? Through the bridge where Alaska travels for, what's that called again? The Strait of what? That goes through where Alaska, where Sarah Palin can see Russia, rather. What is that called? Anybody remember?
Aleutian Islands. There is a BBC radio DJ. Beth, why don't you say it?
There was a BBC radio DJ who was suspended for saying that the Queen of England had passed on, was no longer alive.
Oh.
He had been a DJ on BBC radio for 10 years, and he played the national anthem, and he came back, and he said, the Queen of England is dead. He announced it on the air as if it was for real. And later he got suspended, and they apologized for the inappropriate remarks.
But may I ask when that was said?
I'm looking for a link. May 19th, I see.
May 19th, huh?
And today is 23.
And you know when was that? That was the early May, wasn't it? It was, when did they go see Queen Elizabeth? That was in early March. I think it was the end of January into the early week of February.
Last year?
2008. Yeah. Remember, he was already sworn in.
No.
It was 2009, that's right.
It was 2009.
He was already sworn in, that's right. Okay, thank you, Mother. Okay, 2009 in February, March.
April 1st of 2009.
Oh, that's when they, thank you, Beth. Now we're really cooking with gas. Okay. So that means it was the end of March was, in 2009. Let's go to the beginning of February 1st. The beginning of February, Barack Obama got out and made an announcement. And he was talking about Afghanistan and that he was going to deal with Afghanistan. And he was going to get to the bottom of Al-Qaeda. And Hillary was standing beside him to his, you might say, to when looking at him to his left, which is really his right side. And
She did not look happy.
She looked like she swallowed at least 9 frogs. For all of his qualities of being the member of the 9th member of the Council of 9, deciding her fate. That means he has always been the one that would order her execution. And he knew that at 18. Barack Obama knew that at 18. He knew that when he walked into this thing at 18, and it was right after his 18th birthday. Let me think about this. 1961, August 4th was his birth date. So 62, August 4th, he was 10. No, 71.
Right.
71. He was 10. And we said this was 1979. So 81, he would be 20. So yes, he had just turned 18. No, he turned 19. That's right. He had just turned 19. So he was 19 because he turned 19 in August of 1979. And so by October 1st, when he was 19, that means he was eligible for the draft back then, right? We didn't jump it up to 21. When did that change?
Never changed.
Never changed. Oh, what happened is that you couldn't vote until you were 21. Oh, now that's evil, everybody. That means that they were going to make sure, and believe me, they have made sure that the poor, both white and black, are sent first to the front lines. And what did they do? They killed close to 2 million of them just in the Iraq War and, of course, whatever was going on in Afghanistan. And they did it with the use of black water, our own children. Our own children that were...
They got $200,000 a year.
And they went over there, as Deanna pointed out, and Deanna pointed it out about the Taliban as well as Al-Qaeda, that what was going on is that our soldiers, as black ops in Blackwater, were going over there and teaching through the School for America's training those Afghani people in an organized fashion, calling them Taliban, calling them Al-Qaeda, how to set off bombs. And, you know, this is what they have been doing. The circle of trouble has infiltrated our military first and foremost. Britain went along for the ride. Yet the amount of soldiers that ended up in Iraq from Britain is nothing to the amount of soldiers we're sent into Iraq from here. And that goes for Afghanistan as well. And Canada has sent people to Afghanistan. And our military dropped programmed to be paranoid and going up in those Air Force One jets and bombing a Canadian base in Afghanistan and killing 4 Canadians. Now, that's considered a declaration of war in any other words, especially when we weren't in a war in the first place. We were in something completely different. We were in an invasion without declaration of war. Do you understand that that's high treason? And anyone in the economic base of this system, anyone in the lawyer base of this system, they have been anyone in the banker's phase of this system, have all been of the 13th family Merovingian kind, which is to say, white, skinned, and those with mixed colors, they still have some lightness. Michael Steele, what up, Mike? What up, Mike? What up, tea baggers? What up, Sarah Palin? Sarah Palin is of the 13 families, and the 13th family is the House of Stuart, which is Mother's House of the Merovingian origins.
Yes.
Of the Knights Templar original. And we mean original, meaning representing Moabite. Original, as well as coming from Aboriginal, meaning the Aboriginal people of Australia, the southernmost point of this Fertile Crescent, at the base right there. Which means that Australia was where the South Pole was, not Antarctica. Australia. And in this modality, they hid all the teachings of Isis too, by blowing this place by attack mode for at least 35,000 years before Christ and 2,000 more after Christ. 37 total years. 7 plus 3 is 10. The law of 10 is mother all over again. That's poetry. Combined, that's the zero. It's 1 plus 0. And mother states when she comes back with her balls on.
Ooh.
Meaning that the activities of action, balls are related to male. Male, not gender, means activity.
Are you talking about brass balls?
Yeah, they're brass, huh? When was the brass age, Mother?
Part of the Bronze Age.
Bronze and brass, huh? Uh-huh.
That was the
time 30,000 B.C. 30,000 B.C., I have a map of ancient Mu, and it's called ancient Lemuria.
Beth has a question.
Okay, question, Beth.
Okay, this comes from one of the readers on the Galactic Roundtable, but I have to warn everybody the question's off topic.
Okay.
I think I know the answer to it, and this person is hurting, and they want healing, and I thought it would be nice if they could hear the answer from Mother Sekhmet.
Okay.
And so, is it emotional or mental or physical or all three? And spiritual?
All three.
All three, therefore the body of spirit is waning energetically, eh, Mother?
Yes.
Okay, so what do we do?
This is a male, and he, I believe, is American, and just like all the boys out there born in hospitals in the United States in the last 50 years or so, give or take, with some exceptions, they were all circumcised. Many, 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 most of them were circumcised. And he's very unhappy that happened to him, that he lost a part of his body and that it was done without his choice. And he's asking for healing. He wants galactic healing. And I was hoping you could explain to him how that will work.
As you step into your ascension frequencies, which are going on now, you merge with the etheric physical. And we will just say that everything will be returned to you intact. All parts functioning within normal parameters. Never mind the barbarians down here called the biomedical, industrial, medical, congressional complex.
Military.
Military.
And
Please
he
speak.
also I heard that he said university. Congressional Congress.
Yes.
Congress.
It's all the same thing.
It is all the same thing. In other words, it's checkmate for them as anybody that they can keep from leaving the system that they will.
So So I was writing down Mother's, what she was saying about that to him. Is there more?
We would just say, as we are going through the ascension frequencies, as you merge this, which we are speaking through, it takes on the original blueprint, which Metatron put together. So all the parts are functioning within normal parameters, and you do not have to go to Viagra or Levitra, or you take anything else out there.
And so all mothers but mother, and all mother energy serves the original one source, which means you.
Yes.
And so
it
then,
is the goddess energy of self.
In terms of galactic healing, this would be a great book to read from and also
yes.
to teach. And let's just say this would be Galactic Healing 101.
Yes.
So it's called, and write this book down, commanders and commandresses and all who serve in the one source light of Mother Zodiacus Sekhmet and all her names. And how many names do you have in this universe?
We'll show you.
Tara, what's the name of that book?
Okay, sorry, I took a drink, sorry.
You said so many words, and you told everyone to write it down, then you said a ton of words, and you got us all lost.
Okay, it's called The Goddess Sekhmet. S-E-K-H-M-E-T. And then the subtitle is Psycho-Spiritual Exercises of the Fifth Way. Bingo, everybody. Yes, we can, Barack Obama. It's the number of change. And this is the kind of change we're speaking of. Yes.
Dear, you have to say it twice because I managed to get it down, which tells me others did not.
Oh, okay.
I just managed to get it down.
Okay, the goddess Sekhmet, S-E-K-H-M-E-T. The subtitle, Psycho Spiritual Exercises of the Fifth Way.
And the author's name is?
Robert Masters.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And the foreword is by Kenneth Grant. And I would like to read that foreword when it's appropriate. As we have no questions, would that be okay for me to start reading the preface?
Okay.
You about to go see if there's anybody that has a question, though. And anybody can still call and just do that. Okay.
Yes.
And before I jump in all the way, I'm going to say what Lord Jamal said about blood is love. What it means that we can do, even though they have compromised every blood and every birth, including all of their own, with this poison, with this reversal, and literally the attraction of a male for a male has to do with getting trapped in one body at the same time, which is of maleness, which would mean in both cases, both of the males would need to learn the path of the one source. So that even at that, gender-wise and everywhere-wise, and it doesn't have anything to do with born-again Christian thinking that you're in mortal sin. This is absolutely, absolutely obscene. When an intentional reversal of the body is done on purpose and then programmed for a reverse of how the sexuality is in that body, even before you're born. And that's what they did. They did it to all of their children. That means they did it to Bill Clinton. They did it to Hillary Clinton. They did it to every one of them in both administrations of the Bushes. They did it to the entire Rockefeller family and all of the 13 families. They did it to all of them.
Did you know there is a toad goddess, and she is the wife of the sun? Think about that one.
The toad goddess. Well, the toad or the frog medicine is the medicine of cleansing.
Well, toad is not the same as frog.
Okay, well, what's the difference, scientist lady, medical analysis, please, DNA-wise.
Oh, frog is cleansing and toad is, frog is water and toad is earth.
Oh, they don't go
and
in the
water. And that's why earth is married to the sun, earth and sky, right, Mother?
Yes.
Okay, now, in terms of the DNA of the toad and the DNA of the frog, are they of the same family?
I wasn't looking at it from that perspective at all. I just know that frog is water and toad is earth. And, you know, the toads hop around under the little mushrooms under the trees in the forest, and the frogs swim in the pond. And this brings up the goddess Nuit, what Mother is talking about, and her consort, who is Jeb. And Jeb is the gold dust. And he lies on the earth, and he spreads his body on the earth under her feet, and her body spans the sky. And in one of the Egyptian hieroglyphs, this god is standing under the goddess Nuit, and he's holding her breast, and he's holding her yoni, and it means all creation comes through Mother, and it's nourished from Mother into the earth with the gold dust. And this is why, I think this is why toad is married to sun.
This is absolutely correct. And
yes.
Let me identify that Nuit in the new world. The goddess Nuit of the sky in Egyptian teaching, she is in a U shape. And remember that riddle that we had learned? Let's see. The cow jumped over the moon. What's the first part of that?
Oh.
The cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport. And the dish ran away with the spoon. What was the first part of that, the first sentence?
Something about a clown.
A clown?
Wait, I'm thinking. I have Google. Hold on.
Yeah, go look that riddle up because the first line is really important.
Us old people have to rely on Google.
Yet I will tell you something. Because the word cow means something that you don't really think of unless you really go back to Genesis.
Oh, really?
And, yes, you go back to Genesis, and let's look at this. Okay, I'm going to read this. Okay, now.
Oh, it's Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat and the fiddle.
Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat in the fiddle. Get over here, Miss Cat. Come and explain yourself. And what are you doing? Okay, Mother Cat jumped over the moon. Hey, Diddle Diddle, the cat in the fiddle.
The cat jumped over the moon.
The Mother Cat cow jumped over the moon. Now, what's the Mother Cat cow woman? She is called the Great White Buffalo Calf Woman,
yes,
of the West. And she comes to the West with her consort, the great white paw Tana.
And we hope we
returned,
don't.
Returned, which means the great white brotherhood returned through the admiral, who I'm talking about is also known as the great white Pahana consort of the great white buffalo calf woman.
And as we show up, we are hoping you will not take us out of the Woolworths for sitting at the lunch counter for having a different skin color.
Or a different body type with a tail and a pair of paws. Do you see the gap? The gaping hole? You know, people in this country have the worst missing knowledge there could be. The absent-minded professor is even at his, you know, what did the absent-minded professor, who was he in the movie Mary Poppins?
The fool.
No, he was the professor that Mary Poppins came with the children over for tea.
Oh, yes.
And it's the white rabbit.
We love to laugh.
We love to laugh.
And then we learn how to float in the air as we laugh.
The power of love with humor is what we're speak of.
Oh, okay, so bringing that up, you know, the little dog laughed to see such a sport. That's referring to Sirius.
Yes.
That's right, the dog star. And that is why the Sirian command is a man's best friend.
That's right.
So when we look up Sirius and the whole story and the whole galactic history of the Sirians regarding the fact that we are a trinary Sirian constellation sun system, whereby our sunlight is coming from the third of those suns, of which the first is the Sirian Sirius A. The second sun is Sirius B, and the third sun is Sol, S-O-L. Now, let's look at how they would be in a triangulation. When we look at blood type A, Sirius A, blood type B, Sirius B, blood type AB, Sirius A and B, blood type O negative, covering it all, 0, 0, 1, 2. What would number 3 be? It would be the energy of the sunlight of O negative, A positive, B positive, and you might say arriving in the third position, what it would be, I would say it would be O positive, the sunlight of Sol.
Gold dust.
Now, the O positive cleaned up, meaning we don't have any strains of what, Beth, in our blood? Rhesus monkey?
R-H-E-U-S.
Okay, now, you mean R-H-E-S-U-S.
Okay, I suppose so. I can't spell and I can't do numbers, but
that is really funny because Rama can't spell and he can't do numbers. What does that have in common with the two of you?
That's living in two worlds at one time. The brain doesn't go there easily.
Okay, then let's go back to Mother. Mother, Rama's blood type is, what's your blood type, Beth?
AB negative.
AB.
And your blood type is AB positive.
Yeah.
Okay, so AB positive is the active principle in a male body, meaning the great positive. One. It means that the number one is subject to be what? Coming from 0 point, O negative. meaning coming from the double negative. Therefore, A1 positive is the role of the double negative, meaning that we would have to go into the dark in our skin and walk into that white supremacist energy, wherever we would conceive ourselves in this white skin. And knowing that, and that the dark-skinned ones always, always, always would be ethnically cleansed to the end.
Correct. Yes.
By the words of a hologram of Queen Elizabeth that the King of Swords piped in from Parliament, where she was sitting as a hologram in front of Parliament around the beginning of this year of 2010. And she told the world that while I represent the wealthiest, and she is meaning the wealthiest on earth and her kingdom, and Lord Jamal talked about this, the female is the dome. In other words, the crown chakra, the dome of our crown, which is where the pituitary and the pineal gland are located, and the hypothalamus, they're all in the same area in the central brain area. As a matter of fact, where's that fontanel again?
Mm-hmm.
It's right at the crown, and the rental unit, Rama in there, his body has still got the soft spot. It never hardened since birth. 99% of people's fontanels, it's called, they close up. His fontanel is open, which means he has a mobility that people without that soft, open space do not. Because it means that the light of the sun, the great central sun, which is at source, Mother.
Yes.
And Mother, you said to us, every yuga, your energetic being of the Alpha trades places.
We trade places with Alcyone. He becomes goddess. We become God.
Which means this is really big. That was a big mouthful, Mother. Let me see if I can follow.
Oh.
Because Alcyone is located in a physical, substantial way.
Yes.
On all astronomy maps of the heavens of the Milky Way galaxy in the fourth quadrant of that Milky Way galaxy, meaning the fourth way section of the Milky Way galaxy of Gurdjieff. And Gurdjieff's principles are the Sufi way. The Sufi way is the way of the Moabites, spiritually identical of Mother, the original source. And when we go Allahu in zikr, we're addressing the all, and that's A-L, which is golden light as well, combined with the pink light, combined with the Excalibur blue light in 1 0 point. And that means Mother. That means the pink, blue, and golden sunshine yellow flame fully activated in every body coming from the heavens through that fontanel into the threefold flame of the pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus, which means the hypothalamus governs all functions of the physical. The pituitary is the openness to the energies from the sun directly through the fontanelle, and it goes directly into the pituitary. And that means the third eye. The pineal comes in directly through the fontanelle. I'm sorry. Which is the seventh chakra. And that pineal is located where alchemy in the body can be performed once we receive Mother's source light into that pineal gland first. And so that we can actually activate our BODY to create the great peace, which is encapsulated in our activities of great positive. A1. Okay. Plus B2. Meaning what? B2 would represent the pituitary, which is also the number 6. Now, the number 6 and the number 2 are related because the number 2 in the color is blue, Excalibur blue. The number 1 is, and that's why the number 1 and the number 7 have a very great meaningfulness, as the number 7 is the combination of number 1 and number 2, which is number 1A is active male principle, meaning actions of great positive, eliminating all negative and not messing with Mr. in between. And then those actions in equal male and female harmony. Female meaning number 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. And sway your hips a little bit when you walk to the rhythm of 2, because that's the path and the rhythm of the feminine being brought into the body. 1, 2. And the 1 is the active male principle. And the light received by the left side of the body through the palms of the hand all the way up into the right brain means that the light of Mother Source will be activating your activities that come from the right brain, because the right brain is governed by male. That is called the Pingala in terms of the Kundalini. The Kundalini, Pingala, means lingam in the physical. That means as one who embraces the male active principle within their body, meaning all male bodies are governed by Source, the Black Mother energy of divine wisdom and divine faith. In that wisdom, every time before you even take a step. That's what we're talking about, especially in the divine male body. The divine male in body serves perfectly Mother without fail every second. No falling down whatsoever. As the divine male exemplifies the highest good of all concerned for everything and within universal law to be happening here, that way of that divine male would be to make sure in the very beginning of every day that you come to zero point, which means that you align your action-oriented thoughts, words, and deeds for the entire day by going into meditation with the understanding of Om, Gate, Gate, Paragate, Parasangate, Bodhisvaha. Ha. Okay. The divine goddess of Bodhisvaha is Saraswati. Saraswati is the consort of Brahma. Brahma. Brahma is the creator energy.
Yes.
The creator is source, mother.
Mm.
Brahma is the active principle in the male body, as Sarasvati is the active principle of the female body, where she comes first. In the divine teachings of Sarasvati Brahma, of creator energy in balance in male body, whereby that body uses that pingala, that lingam energy. And you can do this. You can, without emitting semen, have orgasm and plug it into your consort and create an angel from the fifth dimension into form at the highest level of creation. And that angel energy can also be born without a required physical pregnancy.
No, through the birth canal.
Which means how we do that, create that angel body. And this is very important. As the twin flame, they send the energy from their heart. They align themselves, look into the eyes of one another, and they put their arms around each other's waist, whatever. And you look directly into your consort's eyes. And by the way, this can be done with an ascended master of the fifth dimensional kind, which means you can actually do this. You can make love with a fifth dimensional consort who may still be on the ships. That means not necessarily here. By doing this, you can actually align and call your twin flame right into 3D in form.
And the sparks fly.
That's right. And the sparks fly from the heart chakra.
Yes.
The throat chakra. Aligned. Heart chakra to heart chakra. Throat chakra to throat chakra. Third eye chakra. And
the crown.
And then the crown chakra. And you do that energetically from your eighth chakra, aligned as well as your seventh chakra through the sixth chakra. And then you've got the three in one again. You've got six, seven, eight. And eight is where you do it from, actually, because you go outside the physical, where mother's realm is. Non-physical is mother's realm of source. That means the entire Masroth of all the star energy from all of creation, which is meaning that when you bring this Kundalini energy up in this manner where you're bringing the energy together between heart, throat, third eye, and crown, as well as all nine stars above the crown because they're matched in above your crown, looking at each other through the eyes or the gateway of the window of the soul, which happens to be a very large nerve in the physical, which means that the energy of you looking into each other's eyes through the central nervous system, it goes as you bring all this energy through the third eye aligned with that other two as you go up. And you bring it up and you bring that vision then through not only the third eye, which is between the brow, the higher third eye, which is called the frontal lobe opening chakra. And that one would be just above and right into the center of the
of the physical head, and it would join and enjoin non-linear vision with your linear vision that you're looking into the eyes of your twin flame with together. That is the energy of Cyclopea.
Yeah.
And Indra is the male aspect or active principle of Cyclopea, yet Cyclopea, the single eye, let thine eye be single. And there are a species of Cyclops.
Yes.
And they are giants. Are they from Andromeda too, Mother?
They are from Saturn and Jupiter.
Okay, are they on the Earth plane right now?
Yes.
Where?
Parts of under Africa.
In the Agartha Network?
Yes.
Are they on the surface?
They come to the surface.
What about
surface?
The Watusi?
They are a large race that come from Sirius B.
Okay, so, but yet, I do know that the help that we needed from our trinary sun system, that was a, in other words, there were people here knowing as Syrians that they had a major responsibility for the destruction that took place here by their own dark brothers, meaning not nice, meaning the Saturnians.
Yes.
And this means anyone who is from Sirius. And that means anyone. It doesn't matter where you identify yourself from before that. And you might say the Pleiadians are the place before that. Is that not right, Mother?
Yes.
In other words, the Syrians, before Syrians, were the Pleiadians. And see, the Syrians are the ones that came to Earth, which was part of their trinary star system, and decided they were going to incarcerate the entire planet.
Yes.
And they were going to make slave labor camps here. And that was all that was going to go on. And that were the Anunnaki dark Syrian kind. And that means that story that Zachariah Sitchin was writing. Zachariah Sitchin is a manic depressive in his life. And it has to do with his sadness because he is a dark Syrian soul.
Yeah.
And he came here from Sirius B to help. And he chose to come into a bloodline family where resolving the issues connected him to the 13 families in his blood, which is why the manic depressive state, it was programmed on purpose to suppress him from doing his work from conception. This is how these Anunnaki renegades in present time, dark priesthood, Illuminati, Committee of 300, Queen of England.
Yes.
She represented the dark evil of using Mother's source energy to genetically modify the entire humanity.
Not so cool, huh?
So who was Enki's consort at the time?
Oh, we will show you.
What was her
here.
Name?
We will show you.
And who was Ning Herzog?
That was sister.
I want to know who was she in the time of Zachariah Sitchin, Mother.
We will show you.
Okay, we got to wait for that. Okay, this will be what I say is the template for Hillary Clinton. Because as performing evil with a female body is the most evil actions that could ever take place on a planet. That means that the women are responsible to heal this first. And that is why women are on the Moabite Nation Council. And that means not just any woman, a woman who would study the teachings of Mother and in a woman's body take up that talking stick and create that walking path and lead all of the children and the men and women who graduate. And that means because we have a woman's body, we are more responsible, and that means mothers all the way back are really the most responsible for what they taught their children, more responsible than their husbands, because they would only choose a husband as they were intelligent in the woman's body. That would be intelligent mind in that, you know, with that body and that spirit and that soul that would emulate service to the source, meaning that the male would have a balanced receptacle for the teachings of faith in the wisdom teachings of the source mother, and only take a step forward in any activity, thought, word, or deed in the house of the mother. And this is the Native American tradition, always. And it means North Amexum, South Amexum, and North and South Amexum, Mother Egypt, Africa, all of the other continents, all in the West. It must come from us women in the West, where the worst violation in the West of all on the planet would reside, and that would reside in the United States of America, in the body and essence of Hillary Rodham Clinton, which is the 13th people's Merovingian line, 13th tribe of Isis, Ra, Elohai returned, and then including Elohim only in the sense that man got programmed by a bunch of Anunnaki folks, meaning us, and I don't mean a bunch, by a people that were galactic who came here with malintent.
Yes.
And to efface Mother from their genetic modification of the physical, mental, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. That's intense. It is very intense, and that's why you study the fourth way, which is the study of Guruji, and then the fifth way. The study of the Guruji's fourth way is in the West. It's called in the West, it's called what? It's called in the West, the fourth way, it's called the path of the good red road.
Yes, where you sit in the hoop of life and you work with the energies of great white buffalo, calf woman.
And so the white mother is also connected there through, in the Irish across the pond, through the Cherokee. In other words, they took their blood, and they messed with the blood too.
Yes.
And the way they did that was through the emotions, and the emotions being compromised by the blood has to do with the difficulties one may
messing
have
with your head, not your heart.
Yes, and so again, how do we have any way to counter this kind of checkmate in the sense that they have had us in a death cycle, meaning as they would make us or force us or ethnically cleanse us as we chose not their way?
Yes.
That we would have to resist. And we would have to resist and resist and resist. And the dark ones who chose to follow the evil way of the Luciferian satanic ritual path of using our children as food, for them to sustain their power in their bodies, meaning that the food of the power in their bodies, they chose not to get that from mother. They chose not to choose mother. They chose to choose the power of eating the pineal gland of children instead to get their energy. As they all did this for 13,000 years, at a certain point in that evolutionary cycle, they were no longer able to love. They lost their ability to love.
They made them technologically, scientifically advanced with no love.
So the hardest thing to do...
Cro-Magnon, Homo sapiens, RH, monkeys... Think about it.
H monkeys? What's an H monkey?
RH. The rhesus factor.
Oh, there are H monkeys.
How they took you, hybridized you, turned you into Cro-Magnon, Homo sapiens. You understand?
Oh, too well.
Then they give you this something called UCC, Universal Commercial Code, a slave number, eh?
Right. Okay, let me read this. Quote, it's on the website Mother just pulled up. It says, to ADAPA, A-D-A-P-A. Who's that, Mother?
One of the Anunnaki gods.
Okay, to ADAPA. Enki himself teachings gave how to keep records. He was him instructing, unquote. Enki boasted, quote, a civilized man I have brought forth, a new kind of earthling. From my seed has been created in my image and after my likeness. From seed they from food will grow. From ewes, E-W-E-S.
Female sheep.
Sheep. They will shepherd Anunnaki and earthlings
henceforth
shall be satiated.
This is from Zechariah 16.
Yes. And then it goes on. We call the hybrid super slave Cro-Magnon Homo sapiens. Us. U.S. Nibiru. Nearing means climate crisis and food shortage on Earth. Mars base closing.
Oh, that, it can leave that alone.
No, I'm going to say that what they're saying here is the schedule here, right? And then next it's going, Ningishzada takes ADAPA to Anu in Nibiru, takes Anu, then tells Anu that Aniki, not Enki, Aniki's, E-N-I-K-I apostrophe S, Aniki's fathered ADAPA once ADAPA denied immortality.
Yes. Has
okay.
To do with making you a species that... degenerates rather than regenerates.
Okay, so the Anikis are the people that were created as a super slave race. And that's where we fell from the ability of our immortal life. And that happened 6,000 years ago. This is what's so evil about saying in the born-again Christian teachings that Earth began and life began and civilization began only 6,000 years ago.
No.
By the edicts of, now you see it. Now it's, the, in other words, Anu is also a program.
Yes.
And it is not the creator of us. Enki is the creator of the hybridized super slave consciousness, race consciousness, which they used from the very beginning because their intention was to eventually create racism in every civilization ever since 6,000 years ago. That means they had to erase the story 6,000 years ago of mother from A to Z.
They did not want you to know that you had scales at one time or fur. This is why you speak of us. Yeah, the what granddaughters talked about today, our fur.
Okay, now that's important because only people with white skin have fur hair.
Yes.
Only people with white skin. Now this is pretty evil when you think about it in the sense that what does that mean? It means people with white skin, they were erased from memory codes by removing all the melanin.
Turning us into white feeble slaves.
And Lord Jamal said that that experiment originated with the Mayan civilization in South America along the Amazon. And that those people
could have been the Omats Toltecs in their laboratories.
Now, see, the thing was, is that those people were already warned. In other words, all the tribes were warned.
This is why the legend speaks about the one who would show up, Quetzalcoatl, the plumed serpent who would bring peace to all the tribes.
Okay, now, the way that these Mayans in South America came in, there were Olmecs there. There were Olmecs in Central America when Central America wasn't there. And when Central America wasn't there, what was there is the top part of South of Mexum, and it was met with the bottom part of Mexico. And Mexico being the base of North of Mexum. And so the Yucatan in the middle there, in Central America, is where the white Castilian color was part of the experiment.
Yes.
Which means that Montezuma was an Olmec, Toltec, Mayan combination whereby any lighter skin colors. You might say the people in Mexico are lighter skinned. They're brown. They're more brown skin.
Copper.
Well, no, you find that down in the Amazon, though.
Yes.
And you also find that darkest color from Australia in South America. And why is that? Because those two places of Australia and South America are only one step in between, and it's Antarctica. Antarctica was not any ice on it at that time. Antarctica was a garden. It was at the South Pole, and it was the bridge. In other words, the people of the ice of South America, they were Syrian in nature, and there was a dark base underneath Antarctica in more recent times. When was When was Australia at the South Pole, Mother? What period? Do you know?
That was time of Pangaea.
So we're talking about millions and millions and millions and billions of years ago. When did Pangaea actually begin? When did we come in from the Pleiades to help on this earth, as the whole plan of the Dark Sirians was to use all people of color for their food and ethnically cleanse that color from the entire human race and only leave white and then program white for Luciferian super slavery? So I want to know, when did we come from the Pleiades, from antimatter, Mother, with our energy and come into Kauai and form the civilization of Pangaea?
Could have been 65 million years ago.
I think that's a good bet.
Even before that, when they took the asteroid and covered up the story, the Gurku, these were the Anunnaki warlords.
What is the asteroid you're talking about?
The asteroid named Nibiru, which they crash landed on Earth.
And it's still buried down underneath the Great Pyramid?
They got destroyed in the initial impact, yet it was an escape pod from our original mother craft known as the Nibiru, the ship, which is looking like the planet.
The ship which is looking like the planet Nibiru.
Yes, plop.
Is that what was coming in behind Hale Bopp on Mars?
Yes, it is it is, like you could say, Battlestar Galactica, because it is a battlestar, yet it is a planet. Planet-sized ship, yet we only use it in the sense of defense. Only for that. Never for offense. This is where you come in with the Force. You use the Force only for light, never for dark.
Thank you, Mother. That's very awesome.
And this is why they don't want to tell you the truth. Because we came looking like this. We will show you pictures.
Okay, the Gurks. The Gurks. The Les Chroniques du Gurk. LESCHRONIQUES. And then small D, as in David, U. And then capital G, I-R-K. That's what they were called.
Gurku.
So they were a particular galactic race of beings.
Yes.
Within the Anunnaki beings.
Yes.
Exactly as... Where did they come from?
This is
space,
what we,
then?
Some of us look like, some of
them. Well, you've got four wings.
Yes.
And two arms and two legs. And here you've got the fish people,
Namos. Yes.
In other words, the ribs are outside the form as gills, the entire rib cage, isn't that right?
These are gills, yes.
So the gills are actually attached to the lungs.
And these ones?
From the back only. That's the back. Those are where the wings used to be.
These are some of the amphibian forms.
Okay, now listen, there's two arms. Wait, stay there. There's two arms, there's two legs, there's a lion pashat tail, and there are gills where the lungs are in the back, and they enter into where the scapula is located,
yes,
where the wings are also entered into the body, and the life body. And Lord Jamal said today, he said that the sign, and Lady Master Beth, you're going to be loving to hear this. The sign of Aquarius is, in the ancient symbology, is a woman with a fish tail, meaning this being that Mother was showing here. Where's that picture, Mother?
Coming to it.
I just want to see what it says by there. Okay, it says, this wooden statuette from the Dogons of Africa. Mother! And I'm going to tell you what, Mother went to Andromeda and picked up beings from there. And
they said it, they wanted to be part of the experiment of seeding life throughout the galaxies and universes, and we said, come on.
Okay, and the first place she took them was to Sirius B. And remember, the letter B is the number 2, and it represents female. And number 1 represents male, meaning the male body is the one that does the activities of Mother, which is the female body, which would, the female body would be coded as number 2 in the sense that in that body you would create physicality and you would create it according to faith in the wisdom of Source, which would be our original One Mother Zodiacus segment.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the Syrians were required to have bodies to come into the earth plane. And so when they came in through the, you might say, the symbol of this body. Okay, so this wooden statuette from the Dogons, don't go back there, from the Dogons of Africa represent the widely discussed Nomo, capital N-O-M-M-O. I guess Mojo comes from that.
Yes.
Who they claim brought the first language to humans. It is identical to Sumerian representations of the amphibian Abgal, A-B-G-A-L, and then in quotes it says, sages, parentheses, said to be the advisors to Enki. And this means Enki Jehovah, in Jehovah Witness as in, and in Holy Roman Catholic Church as in Lucifer, satanic ritual of killing babies and children to eat instead of coming from Source and having, and you might say eating light, liquid light from the sun through our eyes. And the Akkadian, a.k.a. A-K-K, A-D, hey, you got to go back.
They're saying we have to go.
Okay, we have to wrap it up, and we have until what time, BBS?
A couple minutes, 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes. Okay, well, let me just wrap it up then. Mother, you want to wrap it up? I'll finish this paragraph. And the A-K-K-A-D-I-A-N, Akkadian, Apkall, A-P-K-A-L-L, Anton Parks' private communication reports that this image is the closest we have to depicting the Apkall race of the Gagsis, G-A-G-S-I-S, Sirius system. The Dogon, of course, had always claimed that Sirius was the home of the Nomo. And that's where the word dome comes from again. The dome of the rock, the teachings of Mother at Source. And that is why the Vatican has always wanted to control it and use Lucifer instead of Mother and have a basilica built there in honor of Lucifer instead of Mother and do satanic ritual there instead of Mother. And the Islamic people of Isis, of the Black Madonna, of the Lamb of God, meaning all men serving the goddess the Black Madonna Mother. So you want to finish, Bob. You got 1 minute.
Greetings.
No, you want to say your rep?
What we can say is go and take the wisdom, what we are sharing here, of the understanding of how you heal this story with each other, is to understand that we came here in divine neutrality and love to do this together.
And Mother, how would you say this when you say this so much, that do LGN, everybody? Are you asking us to bring all of the people we love to the teachings of Mother, of Moabites, and to use LGN with money to bring everybody into these teachings with money? So we can
heal the world
and help heal the world and leave everything else.
We are the world.
We are the world. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Namaste.